Hey, guys.
Whoa.
What are you doing, man?
I'm just sweating. All of my hard work is paying off.
Wow, this is excellent. What are you doing?
I've been going to Bear Canyon CrossFit.
What? Bear Canyon CrossFit? Why? What is that?
Well, number one, it's the new podcast sponsor.
Oh, Booyah. Yeah.
And number two, it's where I go to get my sweat on.
Oh, now you poked the bear.
That's right. You can show up. Poke the bear with us. It's a lot of fun. And for $115 a month, you can get a limited CrossFit in a 12-month contract. Now, look, it sounds kind of crazy at first. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know about that. But you got to think about it, friends. This is an investment into your health, into your mental well-being, and into hanging out with us as friends. Mm. It's wonderful. Pay for our friendship.
You can find out all the details at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.
It's Thursday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Still a bit early.
When are you gonna wake up?
We do not have a theme song.
Yeah, we do.
We do not.
Let me tell you about three guys. Just average, average Joes. Dex, Steve-O, and Taya. They are the Morning Invasion!
Invading your morning with invasions and stuff. We got guns and missiles and we're sticking you up. Cause we need all your money, cause we're working in ministry. We're broke and now we're gonna rob you, give us money.
Turn his mic off real quick.
What's that?
Just you know what? Cut his mic.
Alright, it's almost game time.
It was just three guys. They wanted to be the greatest radio show in the universe. Their names, Dex, Steve-O, and Taylor. They call themselves the Morning Invasion.
We're invading your morning with laughter and fun. Everybody is stoked. Yes, I said everyone. It's the Morning Invasion. Give us your money or we'll hold you at gunpoint.
No!
It always goes to that. It always goes to that.
What is it?
Maybe that's part of it.
Okay, here we go.
That was weird.
I know, right?
Here we go.
And here we go.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Morning Invasion, everybody.
Why aren't you playing the theme song?
We're just so excited.
This is our new theme music, guys.
This is it.
Oh.
Flying into your Thursday morning with inspiration.
Like a never-ending story kind of thing.
That's right. That's what I thought.
What is that? Who is that?
I don't know.
Whoa. Is that Tam? Did you get Tam to do a song?
I got Tam to do it.
That's legit.
I want to be with you every day.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Solid. Good morning, Starmy. It is a beautiful Thursday, September 15th. It is 6:12 in the a.m.
High today of 82 degrees, everyone. It's just going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Where are these lyrics coming from?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. All right. It's not really the theme song, guys.
Yeah.
That was a classic Fleetwood Mac song. I'm sorry. I lied.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't even Tam.
I'm sorry, guys. But it's awesome.
Yeah.
I want to be with you every day.
Stop it. You're ruining that part.
Sorry. Did you already do the weather?
I want to be with you every
jerk.
Day.
Sorry.
It was lovely.
Man, you're... Can you
Something's happening. What? Happening to me.
Uh-uh. When you just say the lyrics like that, it's
Some
not
say as... I might be curious.
Wait.
Yeah, I know who's saying that.
We got a big show today, guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is a big show. Lots to do. I don't even think we can do all of it, but we're going to try.
Okay.
We're going to try. Coming up at 9, really excited. We booked an interview.
We did?
Mm-hmm. Want to guess who it is?
No.
Wait, today or tomorrow?
Today.
Oh, today.
Bill Peterson. For 2 hours this morning, we'll be talking about...
Okay. No, nope, not 2 hours.
All right.
Probably not. Probably not.
We tried to get Bill Peterson on the show yesterday, because in the 9 o'clock hour, we talked about the Hillary body double conspiracy.
Illuminati.
Illuminati.
Just an intro, though. Just an intro.
Just an intro. So we'll pick that back up because Bill, he knows all about that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Dude, according to the New York Times, the race is so tight, it's anyone's game right now.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, she fell in the polls after she passed out.
Yeah.
It's not good. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't have that, right? I mean, we need somebody that's going to
rise in the polls.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Growing up, one of the biggest things my mom always told me was to stay away from girls in polls.
Okay. It's great advice. You should write that down.
I've lived by it ever since.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Don't say stuff like that around me. I have a daughter, okay?
Thank you.
What are you talking about? That's sound advice. Stay away from it.
I know. Exactly.
My mom is a saint.
Well, all of our moms are saints.
Dude, speaking of, I woke up to your mom this morning.
My mom?
Yeah, your mom. Betty?
What?
Good old Betty.
Old Betty?
Old Betty Toth.
What?
Yeah.
What did my mom say?
She said my hair looks really good since I got my hair cute.
Oh.
I'm not sure if she really meant cute or if she meant cut, but either way, it was adorable.
Oh.
And that's what I woke up to.
That's sweet. Love my
on
mom.
On Facebook this morning.
It's real
just
sweet.
A little shout out to my girl, Betty.
Betsy. Betsy.
It's Betsy?
Yeah, that's what my dad calls her, Betsy. And a big shout out to our boy.
Who?
Did you forget your boy's name?
No.
Oh, wait, are you talking
Wooly!
About Wooly? Wooly! I'm like, who are you talking about?
Wooly. He stopped in this morning.
He did. Early stop.
Wooly from Denver, Colorado. Well, he's from here, but he lives in Denver. He stopped in.
And I love that man so
brought
much.
Brought us some breakfast.
Thanks. Nice he is guy. A great human and inspires me to continue to not suck at life.
How
thank
cool
you.
Would that be if we could just Wooly. Hire Wooly to come in right before the show?
Just pep talk.
And a pep talk speech.
It really was like that. Like halftime, you know, we're down a couple touchdowns, and he just like head coached it, bro, at 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm.
That's what we need.
How come your dad calls your mom Betsy, but on Facebook her name's Betty?
Because my mom made the Facebook page.
Oh, and her name's Betty?
Her name's Betty.
Did you make up your own page?
But my dad calls her Betsy.
She said, Steve-O, you look so good with your hair cute, exclamation
point. Oh, my mom.
I love her.
Yep. Me too.
I love her more.
She's a good woman. All right. Let's see. What do we got on the show? America's Got Talent.
Yes, dude.
Ended last night.
Yes, it did, bro.
We will announce the winner coming up this morning at around 7:45-ish. H-E-T. What else? Some letters to get to. Maybe a topic.
What?
Involves adulting. What have you done lately that is adulting, is the question.
Paying bills.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yeah.
Paying bills?
That was a hard one recently, yeah. My lovely bride had to get something taken care of. Dude, when you get older, apparently if you don't drink enough milk, osteoporosis kicks in, and you just crack your teeth flossing. Or at least that's what happened to Chrissy.
Oh.
Yeah. Oof. I have a picture of it. The dentist, it was like cray-cray. So I had to choose whether or not to pay for my wife to get dental work taken care of because she was in pain or buy more comics.
Or dentures.
And it was like, how much for them to pull it? How much if they pull it? Well, I could get like 17 more comics if they pulled it. Yeah.
I feel like if you have chalk for teeth, you should just get dentures.
Chalk for teeth.
Chalk for teeth.
Yeah.
Might as well just pull all of them and get dentures.
See, I have fantastic teeth, so it's hard for me when it comes to stuff like that. Because I'm like...
Yeah, you and me, we've never had a cavity.
But why? Why can't you just not do that?
I know. My wife has terrible teeth as well.
Could you just not
you guys,
do that?
You guys.
I know, Teo has terrible teeth.
I have terrible teeth.
Teo wins.
Well, you got a beautiful
smile. I've been to the dentist
with
him.
Bud.
So I was there when they were like giving him that like bedside talk.
Mm.
Is that what it's called?
No.
Pillow talk.
That's different too.
No, what's it called when the doctor's like trying to be sweet to you before they take thousands?
It's just dentist talk.
No, I swear there's like a term. Bedside manner.
Oh.
Bedside manner.
That's the one.
That's close.
Definitely not pillow talk.
Yeah.
<Steve-o. laughs>
I was there, man. The dentist was giving him pillow talk, and I was like, hey,
Hey, man, I'd give him all my money, too. Look at those. Look at those eyes. Pearly whites.
My eyes are pearly whites?
No, your dentist.
Oh. Just, you say a lot of confusing stuff. I don't think you think before you speak.
Well, yeah.
I think it falls out.
Yeah. How long have we known each other?
Much like my teeth. They just fall out.
That's good. That's good.
The funny thing is, within our insurance, we can just go get a free cleaning. And I've yet to do that.
Yeah, twice a year.
It's twice a year?
Yeah, every 6 months.
Oh yeah, dude. Gosh, our dental insurance covers that.
I know. That's what I just said. And so
twice a year.
I should go.
Yeah.
But I know when I go.
You know you're going to, they're going to look at your mouth
I'm going to get the pillow talk.
No, no, no. Oh. Here's what happens. Every time I go, my dentist, Dr. Coris. Huh? He's got a cool name. He's really cool, man. And every time he reminds me, hey, man, still need it. And I notice you still haven't taken care of this bad boy. I have like receding gums right here. All right? Because I used to have my labret pierced. Listen, children, don't get stupid piercings because you don't think about consequences when you're older and it causes your gums to recede.
I don't even think you have to, you know, talk about that with this generation of children because...
That's true.
That was the 90s, man.
That's so true. You're right. Okay, never mind, guys.
Kids aren't
just keep saving
anymore.
For college. They're not, 16-year-olds.
They're not getting
they're
pierced
so much
anymore.
Smarter. Yeah, so they want to go in and take whatever, like tissue from the roof of my mouth and pull it out and like graft it onto my gums.
Oh, that sounds painful.
And every time Dr. Coris, he's like Antonio Banderas.
Oh.
And he's like, Estivo.
He talks like that?
No, he doesn't, but that'd be really cool. He's just really cool.
Estivo.
Our friend Morgan, the medical professional, just said, I think Steve-O is thinking of salesmanship, not bedside manner.
No, it's bedside manner, man.
Bedside.
I'm pretty sure I know. Yeah. I've gone to the doctor a couple times. So, my dentist, getting back to my pillow talk, every time goes, we still need to take care of that, buddy. You still need to. But hey, it hasn't gotten worse, so as long as it's not getting worse, I'm not gonna bug you about it anymore, because I know. Because I had to give him the, hey, man, that sounds great and all. I work in ministry. Mm-hmm. I don't have $14,000.
Why is it $14,000?
Right? Well, it's like, I would love to, but with that, I could also buy an entire village in Africa and feed a country. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
I'll do that.
Man. That used to be a bonus check for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Just kidding.
Get out.
Just kidding.
Still is a bonus check for Buck Aaron.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's like half.
Yeah. My old co-host calls me yesterday and goes, and I'm super happy for him. I really am. He's a real estate guy now. And he told me he just sold $1 million worth of homes yesterday in one day.
Hey. But hate. Because you know, he probably made what we make in a year in a day.
Double that.
Double it.
Yeah.
Double it. Hey, for real. For real. Double it. And that's what he made in a day.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What? Uh-oh. Breaking news.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Gosh, what?
As we're talking sad stuff, maybe we just need sad. We need sad music. We need really sad music. Starmy member, 6:20, Thursday, September 15, 2016. So it's official. I text you with a sad, sad heart that after yesterday, I did not receive a happy birthday video on Facebook. Even though on air last week, Dex promised people that for their birthdays, they'd receive a special video.
Oh, my God. I didn't say everybody.
And we didn't even have to let them know, because if you're friends with Dex on Facebook, it shows up automatically. So I waited patiently. But alas, no. P.S. I'm a 35-year-old dude. So that's cool.
Whose birthday was it?
Maybe next year.
Ah.
Keep rocking, guys.
Well, I know who it is, so we can do one.
I don't know. Santa Fe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen.
Hmm.
I can't do all of them. I'm sorry.
That's weird.
I knew I should have done
like,
that.
We did so many.
No, we did not.
We did so many yesterday. Victoria's birthday.
We did two. We did
Dave
two
Dobson's birthday was yesterday.
We did two.
Huh.
Out of a lot. So I'm sorry, but please text in and let me know who you
it's
are.
It's weird. Bible says to let your yes be yes and your no be no. So if you say you're going to do something, it just seems
pretty
like
sure I said we're not going to be able to do all of them, but, you know. I understand why you're disappointed, and please let me know who you are so I can record a birthday video for you. I would love to do that.
Yeah, but when you have to ask for your own birthday shout-out, I just wish you would.
Sorry. I'm really, really sorry.
35, man.
See, this is why I don't do stuff like this.
I know. This is actually why we don't do requests, why we normally don't do birthday shout-outs. It's rare.
I'm canceling the birthday
video shout-outs.
Because
we can't do it. We can't take care of it for everybody.
Don't cancel.
Inevitably.
Well, not everybody.
Somebody who
be happy.
Sat by their Facebook all day hitting F5, refresh.
So
refresh.
Sorry. Oh, so sorry.
Refresh.
I'm sorry.
Refresh. It's my birthday. I took the day off. Refresh.
Oh, gosh.
I have so many plans for my birthday. Refresh. But I just can't leave the house until. Refresh.
Stop it.
I see this video.
Make
refresh.
Me feel bad.
Refresh, refresh.
Dex.
Gosh, these donuts are
getting
cold.
You're not
going
to get everybody.
I know. You're right. But please send me a message.
Somebody else wants to know why dental work is so dang expensive.
Because they're doctors, man. Anything that has to do with being at the hospital or the dentist, they're doctors.
Oh, trust me, I know.
You pay a lot of money for a specialist, which Steve-O's going to have to do next week.
Yeah.
He's going to go see the doctor, and then the doctor's going to say, well, I'm going to set you up with this specialist, so you're going to have to go and see this person.
Yeah.
But here's your bill today.
It's for $1 billion.
Mm-hmm. That's what they do, man.
I was very happy that my dentist was like, hey, man, normally we don't, but you're a good human, so we're going to do a payment plan. Because some doctors do that.
Sure.
The good ones. Mm-hmm. The bad ones go, that'll be $873. Oh, yeah, you have to pay right now. We're locking the door. You can't leave.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, well,
we're going to have to hold on to your firstborn.
Can I just start washing dentures or something for you? Because I don't know how to pay you back. Because that's a buttload of money.
My mom told me I should have been a doctor.
And then they're like, not for us, we're dentists.
Man, my brother-in-law is a doctor in Reno. Well, in Carson City.
Okay.
And he makes a lot of money.
Good thing life isn't about money. Am I right, guys? It's a good thing
loaded.
That life is so comfortable without it. Like, you don't need it for anything, really. Like, bills? I've charmed my way out of bills, man. Just so many.
You know what? I'm going back to school, and I've never really gone to college, so I guess I'm not going
back. Hey, let's go to trade school together. We can
be
dental hygienists.
No, I want to be a doctor.
Nah, I want to be an RN or a dental hygienist.
I'm going to be a brain surgeon.
No, you're not, dummy.
I have very steady hands. I have very steady hands.
That I believe.
He's got steady hands. I've watched him. Look at that. Barely moving.
Barely moving.
Mine shake.
Yep.
Right.
You do kind of have shaky hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a lot of energy.
Not like Dan Mayfield shaky, but like...
Yeah, these aren't cocaine induced.
Okay. Oh my God!
I need to jump that. All right.
Is Dan Mayfield
Come
a person?
Now.
I just made that up. He was a character on The Simpsons.
An 18-year-old is suing her parents for posting embarrassing childhood photos on Facebook. We'll talk
no
about it.
No way! Oh, man. Can't wait. Speaking of money ruling the world.
And coming up, we'll give you some details on where we'll be Monday morning. We're doing the show out in the city.
Yeah, we will be.
We're leaving the studio.
Yeah, we are, B.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back.
We are back.
Hillary Clinton's personal physician, Dr. Lisa Bardack, characterized the Democratic nominee's physical health as normal and her mental health as excellent. Clinton's blood pressure, cholesterol, metabolic rate, all in an acceptable range.
Donald Trump releasing a summary of his latest physical during a taping of the Dr. Oz show.
Melania now has a letter from an immigration attorney to dispute reports that she'd worked illegally as a model in the U.S. in 1995.
Uber's new self-driving cars make their debut in Pittsburgh.
The Obama administration Foundation is pushing ahead with plans to admit thousands more refugees from around the world starting this October. That would reflect a nearly 30% increase from the number of people granted entry in the previous year.
Tropical Storm Julia, now centered about 35 miles east of Savannah, with maximum sustained winds 40 miles per hour. Forecasters say slight strengthening is possible over the next 48 hours as it moves slowly along the southeast coast.
Good morning. 6:38.
High today of 82 degrees.
Play my new intro, Dex.
Yeah, just in time for the morning commute here. The northbound side on the left.
Signals are not working, and that is really starting to jam with the drive, so get ready for that busy ride.
Maybe I should drive so we don't all die.
So I'm taking my time on my ride.
Traffic intro. I like it.
Oh, no, it wasn't my fault. Some guy in a Plymouth totally cut me off.
Here goes. I sped. I followed too closely. I ran a stop sign. I almost hit a Chevy. I sped some more. I failed to yield at a crosswalk. I changed lanes in the intersection. I changed lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding.
How are the roads out there, Tail?
Well, nothing's going on right now, Dex. Just lots of road construction. Oh.
That was quite the intro for that.
Thanks. No, it's all good.
We're going to play that every time we do traffic.
No, take your time on your ride. That was your look at traffic.
Really long.
That was great.
No, it was pretty long. Traffic! Might be able to shorten that a little bit.
Maybe we just make a shorter version.
Cut a couple seconds off at least.
Let's do it. Just 1 second.
585 Live.
And speed.
Text the show. And today is September 15th. The 259th day of the year.
I like that.
186 years ago in 1830. The unlucky William Huskisson. Do you know who that was?
No.
You don't know who Huskisson was? Well, he became the first person run over by a train.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so yesterday we talked about the first person that got run over by a car or killed in a car accident.
Yep.
And today's run over by a train.
Mm-hmm. 12 years ago in 2004, Johnny Ramone of the Ramones died of prostate cancer.
Oh.
How old is Tom Hardy?
Oh, wow.
Or you can do Johnny Ramone if you want.
Tom Hardy, 42.
Yeah, 43.
39.
Oh. Huh.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh. 53.
Man, Tommy Lee Jones is 60.
Do you guys know who Tommy Lee Jones is?
I've heard.
Yeah,
of him.
I said 60.
He looks
the drummer
ancient.
For the crew.
Yeah, but he's not ancient. He's 60.
The drummer for the crew. He's 70.
Oh, 70?
That was close.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Good grief. I guess, though, if you go back and you look at the movies recently, like, you really start to see it. You're like, mm-hmm. Whoa.
Yeah. This man co-wrote Conan the Barbarian and Scarface. Then he went on to direct Platoon, Born on the 4th of July, Wall Street, and
Oliver
its sequel,
Stone.
Money Never Sleeps, Talk Radio, The Doors, JFK, Any Given Sunday, Natural Born Killers,
Oliver Stone.
Alexander, and W. How old is Oliver Stone today? Man, he was responsible for a lot of great movies.
Did he do Snowden? Didn't he do Snowden, the new...
Yes.
I just read an article with him. I'm pretty sure he did Snowden.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He did, by the way.
No.
Yeah, he directed it.
No.
He also wrote the screenplay for it.
No.
Yep.
No. How old is he?
Comes out tomorrow. He says that Snowden is actually a patriot.
No.
Yeah. I just read that.
Okay.
Yeah.
82.
No. 60.
No.
70.
Wow, he's the same age as Tommy Lee Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Big show today, guys. Of course, we'll announce the AGT winner. Very excited. Announce that because none of you know.
I know.
Nobody knows.
I watched.
Nobody watched last night.
I just said I watched.
Okay. We'll do that coming up around 7:40 this morning.
Perfect.
Oh, and now let's give some details about where we're going to be on Monday. So we're teaming up with Make-A-Wish and Dave and Buster's and Rebel Donuts. And
I'm really excited about this.
We're going to be hanging out at Rebel Donuts on Wyoming, the northeast location, on Monday morning starting at 7 a.m.
Right now, there are 29 people interested and 16 people who have actually said they are going.
I got to continue to share that.
On our events section at facebook.com/star88FM. We will be at 2435 Wyoming Boulevard, parked outside the old Rebel Donut right there in Wyoming near Manal, hanging out and raising money for Make-A-Wish New Mexico. 100% of the proceeds benefit Make-A-Wish New Mexico. And if you come down and help support, not only are you going to get the satisfaction of helping an amazing organization here in New Mexico, but Rebel Donut is actually creating special star donuts for that day that you will get for free.
Beautiful.
If you donate to Make-A-Wish New Mexico.
Beautiful.
Also, some coffee out there. I know Dave and Buster's going to be out there with their prize wheel as well, hanging out with us.
Yeah.
It's really cool to see a lot of different businesses and people in the community come together for something as epic as Make-A-Wish New Mexico.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
You want to make our city, our state better? This is it. These are the things that we do that makes our city better. And we need you to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Because when you come down and donate, you're gonna help this amazing organization make these wishes come true for these kids.
Yeah. Shout out to somebody who just said, "Hey, both locations are listed for this event. Which one is it actually going to be at?" Let me go ahead and edit that right now.
Let's go ahead and edit that.
It's actually just the Rebel Donut. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Okay.
Northeast, Wyoming and Manal. Mm-hmm. So make plans, cruise on by while you're taking the kids to school or whatever. Say hi. We'd love to hang out with you. We don't get out of the studio very often. And this will be the first time the Morning Invasion has been out doing the morning show here in Albuquerque since we started.
We did it in Cruces one time.
Yep.
And that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how it goes here.
Love to hang out with you guys.
Prepare for the news. The latest on Facebook's decision to build a new data center in New Mexico has just come out. We have a clip.
Spirits are high in the village of Los Lunas today after the announcement that Facebook selected New Mexico for the site of its newest data center. The village of Los Lunas was competing with the Utah town, but critics there said a $240 million proposed incentive plan was just too much. Los Lunas offered 30 years of free property taxes, among other incentives, something that was just too generous for Facebook to pass up.
This was an incredible competition that we won.
New Mexico Economic Development Secretary John Varela says Facebook wasn't even considering New Mexico until last year.
The governor led a delegation to the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, over a year ago to tell New Mexico's story.
Facebook says ultimately it was the opportunity to run their facility off 100% renewable energy that won them over and added that New Mexico is a great place to do business.
Boom!
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's like, guys, you can do it with completely renewable energy. And they're like, that's cool. And they said, plus, we're Los Lunas. You can just have what it, take it all. Take all of the land. 30 years.
Want.
No taxes. You get some land and you get some land. They brought Oprah in and she was just saying stuff. Nobody even knows why she was there. It was great. And they won.
Oh, that's great. That's good.
Good job. Good job, Los Lunas. Here are six ways to live life to the fullest. Take risks. Like
you gotta
our boy
take
Wooly.
You got to.
Wooly came in this morning. He was super encouraging, and he lives his life literally a quarter mile at a time.
Come on, push it!
And
push it!
I bet he lives his life by a lot of these little standards here. Stop doing the same thing every weekend. Do something different.
Yeah.
Do stuff that's outside your comfort zone. Make new friends. Master a new skill.
Mm.
And travel.
What skill are we going to master today?
The economy.
I don't know. Maybe I was thinking more like breaking a board or something with our heads.
That's not a skill.
Sure.
What?
Heck yeah, man. No.
I did that when I was a kid.
You broke boards with your head?
No, with my fist.
Well, that's not
I was in taekwondo.
Yeah, but those boards are...
I remember being at I think it was called Studebakers. It was like kind of like, remember Yesterdaves? It's kind of like Yesterdaves in Texas. And we're just there, little kids, like, breaking boards for the people. Yeah.
How has that skill helped you in your daily life now as an adult?
Well, I still break things.
It's not a skill.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. It's not a skill.
Let's think of something we could learn.
All right.
That's a skill. A new skill. Watercolors.
Dagger throw.
Ooh, I'm down with that. Let's paint, guys.
Wait, which one? Watercolors or dagger throwing?
No, definitely watercolors.
Because I feel like dagger throwing is a lot like hitting a board.
Yeah, there's no skill. There's nothing that you're going to do in life with that. Watercolors, it'll help master our arm strength so you guys can come help me paint my house.
Let's learn how to...
do the trim when painting a house.
You know what we need to do? We need to learn how to build an app.
That's a good idea. Mm. Practical.
You know how long that will take? You have to go to school for that.
No, you don't.
Oh, man. He just gave up before we even started. I guess Dex isn't living life to the fullest.
What I want
to
learn is how to whip.
Yeah.
What? No, Zorro, calm down. What we could do. Maybe
Zorro had a blade.
Maybe there's an...
He had a whip, too.
He had a whip, dog.
He did?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
Oh, my gosh.
No, Zorro had a whip? I thought he had a blade.
How do you think he swung around, man?
Tink, 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 tink.
Wow.
Maybe so.
You better look. We can't proceed until this happens.
Zorro whip.
It's very embarrassing.
Oh, look. He really did have a whip.
He really did have a whip.
I thought he had a blade.
He did.
He had both.
He was two-handed?
Dude, I am so disappointed. Batman got so much... Like, according to the legend, Batman got so much... He just took so much from Zorro, one of those things being the swinging from a rope, like a whip.
Do you guys know why that is?
Zorro.
That's the movie that him and his parents went to see the night that his parents were murdered in the alley.
How can you not remember it if you know that?
His name is Zorro. He marks the sign of the Z.
Wait, he marks it with the Z?
Oh, gosh. You know
Where's my whip?
Hey, I'm down for the whip thing just for one reason now.
Okay, I got you. Always wear safety goggles when you're going to be whipping.
Important. You don't want to take an eye out. Self-driving cars are now learning how to navigate by playing Grand Theft Auto.
Ooh!
Apparently, the developers did such a good job building the virtual world, it's the best driving simulation available.
And if you're a parent out there and your kids own Grand Theft Auto...
Shame on you.
Yes. And you know what? Hey, you didn't know.
Shame.
Now you know. Grand Theft Auto is a horrible game, and you need to throw that game away right now.
Did you just find out Caleb had it?
No, but they've always asked for it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Check this out.
It's not even a great game.
We're talking about cars driving themselves and Steve-O not knowing that Zorro had a whip. Walmart recently filed a patent for a shopping cart that pushes itself.
No way.
Oh, my gosh.
What is this astounding future world?
No. That is lazy.
That is not lazy.
Perpetuating a culture of laziness. We are turning into the Wally people one quick step at a time.
Nah.
Dude, check this out. You could walk around. You could be like, okay, I'm going to go to the automotive care section. Mm-hmm. I got to pick up some of this, and this. Cart, you go to the groceries. Here's the list. And then the cart goes.
Oh, that would be kind of cool.
But then the cart comes back, and you're like, why do you have all that beer?
Ugh.
And then the cart's like, it's been a long day.
Yeah.
Great. I got the alcoholic cart again. Thanks, Marty the cart.
Marty the cart.
A new study found that different languages tend to use the same types of sounds for different things. For example, the word for nose in most languages includes a n or an o sound.
Nez. Ness.
Yes?
News.
News? Snooze.
Ness. My Ness.
A cop in California saved a kitten from a drainage pipe on Monday by using a piece of burrito to lure it out, and we have a clip.
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Dex, did you make that at home?
No, this is real. This is actually the first time I've even heard it. little guy stuck in a drain.
He got it out.
Wow.
Okay. It's good. The original artwork for the E.T. poster is expected to sell for $150,000.
Oh, my God.
Telling you guys, watercolors.
Steve-O had five when he was a kid.
Five E.T. posters?
Mm-hmm. Originals.
I actually have an original Temple of Doom still.
Really?
Yeah, that Temple of Doom I have in my office was my dad's. It's the original art.
How much is that worth?
I have never looked it up because I won't sell it. I don't care. I also have my grandfather's like 1927 Gibson guitar. What year was it? No, it was a 40.
What?
It was a 40.
You're worth a fortune. I bet you're worth well over
a million.
See,
you would
dollars.
Think that. And then you actually look the stuff up and you're like, oh, this is worth like $1,200.
He's got an original poster.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm talking about the original art for the poster.
I don't have like the original.
The one that the guy made.
There's all, like, okay, the
signed
only one.
And numbered.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, so one of the big criticisms, one of the only criticisms of Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, was that it was a lot like Star Wars A New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
A lot like it. Well, you can take this as either good or bad. Adam Driver, who plays Kylo Ren, says Star Wars Episode 8 has a different tone than Star Wars The Force Awakens. He says it's way more like The Empire Strikes Back. So are they just copying the old trilogy? Is that what's happening? Is that what they're doing?
No. A little Star Wars trivia for you. Let's see here. If you guys know your Star Wars trivia. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Return of the Jedi was originally called what?
Revenge of the Jedi.
Darn it!
You're an idiot. Why would we not know that?
You never know.
Come on, dude. You know I have the Revenge of the Jedi movie poster tattooed on my chest, right?
Yes, it's so weird.
Really?
Looking.
Yeah.
It says Revenge?
No, it does. Well, it doesn't say the Revenge part, but the original movie poster that said Revenge of the Jedi, they actually released a movie poster with Revenge, and then they had to go back because, do you know why they had to change the name?
Leslie told me this the other
sounded
day.
Sounded too negative.
Yeah, that's
did
right.
she? Did
Jedis
she?
Don't take revenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the dark
she
side.
Told me that because her brother
watched the podcast with me a couple weeks ago on Caution Tape where I told this entire story.
No.
Go on.
No, he has the original poster.
Oh, okay.
It says revenge.
Yeah.
Is that worth any money?
I could look it up. Mine's, that's mine.
How much?
Meh. Wow.
Man.
That's not.
Better lock your doors, man.
What? Did you? Was that a threat?
Hmm?
Okay. Dex, you've been going to CrossFit lately. You've been poking the bear.
Poking the bear.
You're trying to lose some weight.
Yes, I am.
If I told you that we might be one step closer to a slimming pill, would that motivate you to continue CrossFit and do it in the right way? Or would you want to just get this pill?
I'm taking the pill! Yeah!
Oh, my gosh. No.
I'll take the pill.
Scientists have successfully used drugs to suppress fat genes in mice.
What?
Sparking hopes of one day developing a slimming pill.
No way.
The gene, called RAP1 by Nelly, has been associated with metabolism, weight gain, and overeating in previous studies. Now, a team at Baylor and Texas Children's Hospital has successfully suppressed the gene in lab mice and stopped them from overeating.
Wow.
Simply by using a drug. The finding has been hailed as a breakthrough in weight loss research as America grapples with a burgeoning obesity epidemic.
You know, now that I thought about it for a second,
yeah.
No, I wouldn't take the pill. Because here's what I have found working out with you guys and everybody else at CrossFit. I'm having fun, man. I have friends. I have friends now. I look forward to hanging out with everybody.
Yeah. Yesterday on our final 400 meter run, I thought I was going to die. But I was going to die next to you and that was okay.
Yeah, when we come back, I'm going to throw Steve-O under the bus.
He really is.
So upset with you.
And I threw myself under the bus yesterday, by the way. We'll talk about it.
Good morning, Starmie. We'll be right back.
You're a star, you're a star. Yeah, yeah, you are a star. Wow, wow, you're super special. Just the way you are.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Yeah, yeah, you're a star.
Here's a little
Celebrity news here. Fans of the rapper Nelly have started streaming his songs over and over to help him raise money because apparently he owes the IRS over $2 million in unpaid taxes. $2 million, or as Nelly would say, uh-oh. We had to pay for that. We had to pay for that, so I think we got him a little money right there.
Nelly update. Yesterday on Spotify.
Yep.
Hot in Her.
Hot in Her.
Was at 59 million.
Oh my gosh.
Today we're at 60 million.
It went up a million.
Went up a million, guys.
Wait, wait, wait. Like, since it started, they hit 59 million, or it was already at that? So a million spins happened.
A million? Well, since yesterday we talked about it.
That's not a lot.
No.
He's going to make like $14.
That's a million spins.
He has to get over 200 million spins, right? That's how many spins he needs.
287 million.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It's going to take a while for him to pay back those taxes.
Dang, dude.
If you missed us talking about it, hit the podcast. Morning Invasion at iTunes, Google Play. Good morning, 7:13.
High today of 82 degrees. Play my new intro, Dick.
Okay, you want it one more time?
I do.
Let's do it.
Yeah, just in time for the morning commute here. The northbound side on the left.
Signals are not working, and that is really starting to jam with the drive, so get ready for that busy ride.
Maybe I should drive so we don't all die.
So I'm taking my time on my ride.
How are the roads out there, Tail?
They're looking good so far. No accidents or incidents to report, but we do have a lot of construction. You guys be careful.
Oh, no, it wasn't my fault.
That's your look at traffic.
That's really
good. It was good.
I got to cut it up later.
Perfect.
Cut it up, bro.
It was really good, my friend.
Thanks, man.
My friend, you did a good job.
Tomorrow, we have a guest, a couple guests in the studio.
Wow. Wait, in the studio?
In the studio tomorrow.
Okay.
UFC fighter. John
Cena.
No.
John Cena! Bam, 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 bam!
No.
Nope. A huge fan. I'm going to bring my t-shirt in.
No. Nope.
Scott Sterling!
Nope, not Scott Sterling.
John Connor McGregor. John Connor McGregor from Terminator.
No.
Oh, man, love it. John. I'm just kidding. I'm actually really excited.
Magicians.
John Jones!
The magician. No.
Okay,
no.
It's not John.
John the Magician Dodson.
Yeah,
bro.
John Dodson's going to be on the show tomorrow.
I am so stoked he's going to be in studio. He's a really good dude, y'all.
And the reason he's coming in is because Buck and Dex are back.
Whoa.
That's right. Buck and Dex are back. They're reuniting.
Mm.
Well, for a good cause.
Mm.
Buck and I will be out this Sunday.
Yeah,
for Healing Addicts together, and this is a pretty cool thing. I've never done it before, so I have no idea what it is really.
But it's a really cool thing.
But it's a really cool thing, and there's supposed to be 1,000 people there,
huh?
And there's free autographs by Jackson's MMA fighters, and I guess some guest speakers, probably just talking about, you know, drug addiction, and that's probably the subject matter, I'm guessing.
What are you guys doing?
Healing Addicts. We're hosting it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're the MCs.
Gosh, and if there's one thing I know about you and Buck, you both love being out in the public on the microphone.
Mm. Yeah, I love it, and Buck really hasn't, you know, he's kind of...
Yeah, you too.
He's been selling homes, not really been doing that. And...
No, this is really, really good for our morning show. Because people are going to be like, oh, man. I'd forgotten. I love the Morning Invasion.
I forgot all about Buck and Dex. Man, that's crazy, right? But we're only getting together for one night, and it's on
one
Sunday.
One night only.
That's right.
Sunday.
It's for a great cause. Yeah. There you go. It's at the El Rey Theater on Sunday, September 18th.
All right.
3 to 6 p.m.
That's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah.
It really is.
But John Dodson will be one of the guests there on Sunday, but he's going to come in with somebody to give details and talk about it.
Okay.
So we'll learn all about it.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got a live line shout out request, if possible. Some of that Cheese's Day, Chuck.
Mm.
If possible. I mean, I know it's a really, really busy show today.
This is why we can't fit everything in, but I know, you know, whatever I know. They just, want. It's all about them, guys. It's all about you, Starmie, so go ahead.
It's for a 12-year-old giving daughter Michelle a happy 12th birthday!
When I was 12, I got in debt. I bought lots of stuff on a credit card I saw from my grandmother. And then I got caught by the police. But then I got to Mexico and got away from them. When I was 12.
Okay.
Ruining our birthday show.
You're underselling it, which means it's awesome and I want in.
Okay.
I love the Goldbergs. Bring it back.
When do they come back?
Oh, I don't know. Next year?
I'm
really excited. No, it's soon, maybe.
Fall? Are they fall?
Yeah. Dude, you realize, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is this Tuesday.
What?
The fall season kicks off on TV.
Yeah. Like next week.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of TV, coming up around 7:30. Who won America's Got Talent? We'll find out.
I know.
The three of us, we have no idea. We have no idea. We have not opened up the envelope yet.
No, I know.
Open it up. Coming up at 7:30.
I know.
Steve-O,
I watch.
Thinks he knows. But that's not really what happened last night.
Dude,
on AGT.
The Goldbergs comes back next week.
What? Guys, that's one of the greatest TV shows ever.
Yeah, September 21st, the new time, Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central.
Oh, huh. Gosh.
Maybe we'll get an interview.
Man.
Last year we got a great interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked to Mrs. Goldberg.
Beverly.
She was so sweet.
She was great, man.
What's her real name, Steve-O?
Yeah. It's a weird name.
Just call her Beverly.
No!
Mrs. Goldberg.
I don't remember.
That was one of our. Was that our first was, interview?
That was one of our first.
No, our first
Wendy
interview.
Wendy McLendon.
Miss Sandwich Wendy Aloysius is her name.
McLendon Covey.
Our first interview was your rapper friend.
Oh, Jermaine Dupri.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was our very first Morning Invasion.
You know what, guys?
Gosh.
It was still one of the best.
You know what I'm excited for is at the end of the year, just to recap the entire year, to go through everything at the end of the year.
Christmas
it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's like next week.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of interviews to pull from.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of interviews.
All right. Let's talk about Facebook for a second, since we just updated you on Nelly and everything. There's an 18-year-old in Austria who is suing her parents for posting embarrassing childhood photos of her on Facebook. She says they've posted more than 500 pictures over the past 7 years, including ones where she's getting her diaper changed and potty training.
Mm.
Quote, they knew no shame and no limit. It didn't care whether it was a picture of me sitting on the toilet or lying naked in my crib. Every stage was photographed and then made public. And even though she kept asking her parents to take them down, they wouldn't. So she finally decided, I'm going to sue you.
Is this possible?
The case is going to court in November. Well, hear it all the time here in America. I mean, kids sue their parents all the time.
Yeah, dude. Haven't you seen that documentary, North?
I am hosed when...
yeah, you this are. You better start deleting.
When Brody gets of age, my friends, I'm in trouble.
She didn't specify how much money she wants in pain and suffering. She's going to let the court decide.
Pain and suffering.
Oh, this...
You get two lollipops.
I'm trying to understand the mind of this child. I mean, I know the culture is a little bit different in Austria. It sure is. But to jump into the mind of this child that wants to sue her parents. Yeah. Your parents have provided for you. At least I think they have. I mean,
they've provided
I'm
a lot of pain and suffering for her socially. Well,
let's say her parents were good parents. They provided for her. You know, she got she went to school. She had the average life of a kid.
Well,
we don't know that. Let's just say that she did, and she still sued her parents.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I got to tell you guys, it's controversial, but I think she's doing the right thing.
What? No, stop it.
No, I do.
What do
really?
You mean? Why do you think that?
Because she is, well, it's like the same thing with the group of kids that's suing Obama. Have you guys heard about that?
No.
There's a group of like between 10 and 20 kids or something like that. And they are legitimately.
Obama has that many kids?
No.
Oh.
these are all Michelle's. No. It's this group of kids from all around the country and they are suing Obama over climate change.
Wait.
Because they say he hasn't done enough. And their whole case is based on the fact that they're the ones that are going to have to deal with the fallout from the decisions that are being made now.
Wow.
And that as it deals with things like climate change, which essentially that's just forecasting the future. You know, it's all like future problems, that kids should have more of a voice because they're the ones that are going to have to be dealing with it, not grown-ups, because they'll be gone.
Dang, dude.
And no, and you guys think I'm not serious. Look it up.
No, I believe
it. It is a legitimate case right now. Mm-hmm. Like, they're getting ready to go before the court.
It's a little bit different from what we're talking about, because Obama's not their father. I mean, we're talking about, this is mm-hmm. this girl's parents.
Yeah, so she has all the more reason.
What? No.
Because it's her actual family. Like, she has to live with them every day. She has to look at them, and then they're like, hang on, do that again. Click. They're using her. For
okay.
likes.
These kids that are suing the government over climate change may actually get a trial.
I'm telling you.
It's looking like they
Seems
will
legit.
Get a day in federal court.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah, there's 21 of them. Young Americans suing the government into taking action on climate change. And it's looking like it's actually moving forward.
Well,
the ironic thing is, if you, as far as climate change goes, whether or not you believe in it or not, Obama is the president that has probably done the most working towards or whatever, but these kids say, not enough.
Not enough.
Okay. Yeah, they're suing both President Barack Obama and the federal government.
Wow.
So, okay, this 18-year-old suing her parents for posting embarrassing childhood. Doesn't that come with the territory of being a child? My mom was the queen of this. She had photo albums on photo albums on photo
but that's
albums.
Different, though.
That is
why
different.
Your
because
mom didn't share it to the world.
Your mom
on Facebook.
Would have to. She would
shared
have to
it
take
to
it.
Literally everyone she could.
That came to your house.
Yeah.
This is going on the internet for anybody. Like, I just Googled this person and I see a photo right now.
So me posting mm-hmm. a photo of
there it is
of Brody potty training was a bad call.
That's exactly what happened to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That same one.
Man.
It's sad though because yeah. Come
That's
on.
Your parent.
That's your parents.
That's part of the... Okay.
Yeah, deal with it. Deal with it, girl. That's yeah. just... That's part of life, is your parents getting to embarrass you. That's what we... That's the joy that we get as parents, to embarrass you in a fun, loving way.
The live line just chimed in and said, I pray that Teo the Cat Lady is only kidding and playing devil's advocate for the sake of good radio.
No, I'm being for real. In fact, I just Googled Brody Jeter potty training and look what I found.
Oh, good.
Holy cow.
I just Googled it.
You Googled that, and there's Brody.
And it's straight to your Instagram,
That's my
bud.
Kid.
So tell me this kid doesn't have a case.
Wow, that's hey, if you guys want to see my child.
So this is what the girl said. They knew no shame and no limit and didn't care whether it was a picture of me sitting on the toilet or lying naked in my crib. Every stage was photographed and then made public. This is the 18-year-old girl who's suing her parents in Austria. She's embarrassed.
Man, I don't know. Live line, 585 live, 585-5483. I think that comes with the territory, man. It's your parents.
What if she's getting made fun of by people?
Then she has to remember that holds no power or weight. Like, I get it, but people are going to bully for whatever reasons. I didn't have pictures of me all over the internet as a kid, and guess what? I was still bullied on the huge.
Shall we give them more reasons?
I don't think that gives more reason. I think bullies are going to be idiots, and they're going to take whatever measures. You guys post plenty of photos of little J-Dub.
Mm-hmm. And we have private accounts.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. See, and that's the thing. I would think that the parents, if they knew that their daughter was upset and was at the point where she was going to sue them, that they would make them private or take them down, right?
She's doing the right thing.
What if they take them down?
If they take them down, then yeah, I think she should back off.
There you go.
She's 18. She's having to deal with the fallout of years and years and years of just being put out there.
Mm-hmm.
All of her mistakes broadcast for the world to see.
Her mistakes?
We live in
a new
generation.
Poops, dude.
Everybody
this
poops.
Is stupid.
But not everybody gets photographed pooping. Ugh. Their first few tries.
Hmm. Yeah, good luck, girl, if you ever need money in the future. Mom and Dad aren't helping.
They'll help her this one time.
Dude, okay, here's what needs to happen. And I know this is going to sound terrible, but since this is ridiculous and this 18-year-old wants to sue her parents for posting embarrassing childhood photos, here you go. Parents, countersuit. Go ahead and just sue Happy back for raising this spoiled brat for the last 18 years of her life. Going to need some rent money. Going to need some clothing money. Going to need the food that we paid for you. The thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars we spent raising you. Go ahead. You but then account for that.
That would be a conflict of interest because they're the ones that raised her. So essentially her actions are their fault.
Yeah.
Facebook is a joke.
Well.
So check this out. The case will be heard in November. If the parents lose, it could have repercussions for Austrians who post countless images of their children on social media without the kids' consent. Austrian privacy laws, as it comes to social media, are not as strict as other countries. For example, in France, where we learned the other day, if you take a picture of the Eiffel Tower at night, they can fine you.
Yeah.
In France, anyone convicted of publishing and distributing images of another person without their consent can face up to 1 year in prison.
What?
And a fine of 45,000 euros.
Wow.
And this would apply to parents publishing images of their children, too.
Wow.
French authorities have warned parents against sharing photos of their children on Facebook, saying that the images could attract sexual predators and warn that children could face social and psychological problems later if intimate and embarrassing photos are shared with a wider public. Because it's not just your parents, close friends, or your family. This is the internet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, everybody can see it.
According to your Facebook page, we aren't friends.
Well, you keep harassing me. Well, let's see, kids.
Phone or the live line just... Espanola chimed in. I personally agree with the girl suing her parents because who knows that her parents were loving and good role models. If they really cared about her and her well-being, they would have taken those pictures down a long time ago.
Yeah.
Posting naked pictures of her on the internet is essentially child porn.
Yeah, and that's one thing you really have to be careful with. I remember years ago, I was posting pictures of my kids with their shirts off and, you know, even when they were playing in the bathtub and stuff. And I got an email from somebody who was a convicted pedophile.
Did you really?
Yeah. And they said, I'm just warning you, be careful what you post, because this is exactly the type of photos that pedophiles love.
Wow.
And it freaked me out, man. So from then on, it was, I rarely posted a picture after that of my kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Thanks.
It was really, really creepy. So be careful. I see it all the time. A lot of my friends post their kids in a bathtub or them running around naked.
Yeah, see, I've never posted like, yeah, I've never done that.
You just don't think that, I mean, you just don't think about stuff like that.
I don't want to go like see what the little kid photos were, but
yeah,
I don't know. It's back and forth because some people are saying, I just throw her into a safe space with puppies and she'll get over it. Somebody else said they're pictures of her as a child. It's not like her parents are posting recent embarrassing photos of her. Get over it. Somebody else said, sounds like that kid needed a lot more spankings growing up. But then on the flip side, people say, I agree with Teo. If they're not taking them down, the court needs to be involved. And somebody else said, not sure why it couldn't have just been a conversation. Loving parents would have just taken down those old photos.
Mm. Good stuff, Starmy. 585 Live. You can text us if you'd like. Got to take a break when we come back. AGT announcement. We're going to open up the envelope. Who won last night on AGT? Nobody knows. You got the envelope?
We know.
Got
in
the
fact,
envelope?
Somebody just chimed in about the finale and,
oh, gosh.
And said it totally bothered them.
I didn't bring the envelope.
Oh,
wait, you don't
my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
We got to wait till tomorrow. Guys,
dang
I'm sorry.
It. I'm sorry.
We'll be back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Hillary Clinton's personal physician, Dr. Lisa Bardak, characterized the Democratic nominee's physical health as normal and her mental health as excellent. Clinton's blood pressure, cholesterol, metabolic rate, all in an acceptable range.
Donald Trump releasing a summary of his latest physical during a taping of the Dr. Oz show.
Melania now has a letter from an immigration attorney to dispute reports that she'd worked illegally as a model in the U.S. in 1995.
Uber's new self-driving cars make their debut in Pittsburgh.
The Obama administration is pushing ahead with plans to admit thousands more refugees from around the world starting this October. That would reflect a nearly 30% increase from the number of people granted entry in the previous year.
Tropical storm Julia, now centered about 35 miles east of Savannah, with maximum sustained winds 40 miles per hour. Forecasters say slight strengthening is possible over the next 48 hours as it moves slowly along the southeast coast.
Hey, Storm.
Oh, hey.
737.
High today of 82 degrees.
How's it going? Okay.
All right, we got a lot of congestion. 40 eastbound. Once you hop off of Unser, maybe you're going east. You got to go to work. You got to hang out. Got to find a friend. What's going on? Typical morning time traffic all around the city. You guys be careful. No accidents today. That's our goal. That's your look at traffic.
8 o'clock hour, we'll talk about adulting. What have you done lately that is adulting? 9 o'clock, Bill Peterson will be joining us. Hillary body double conspiracy?
Hillary body double.
That's at 9. All right, guys, it's time. It's time. America's Got Talent finale. We got the envelope. Teo ran home and grabbed it real quick.
Gosh, I am sweaty now. It's cold outside, though. It's real nice.
Well, it's fall TV premiere week, which means it's time to say goodbye to one of the summer's biggest TV shows, America's Got Talent.
Are you sad?
A little bit. They crowned their 11th winner last night.
Oh my gosh, the 11th winner.
In yesterday's final performance show, we saw killer renditions of popular songs, some incredible magic acts, some gravity-defying
gravity
contortionism,
defying, gravity defying.
Juggling, miming. Oh, we'll miss you, Tape Face.
Whoa. I mean, I feel like he's going to go on and do some things. He may actually get a Vegas show.
Yeah.
Only one person can win the $1 million grand prize. Who was it?
Teo.
Before we talk about who that was, Sal Valentinetti performed last night. He sang Bobby Darin's Mac the Knife.
Bobby Darin.
That's what I said.
Gosh!
We have contortionist Sophie. That girl, very bendable. Lincoln Bridge. They sang Charlie's Puth's See You Again. The opera singer, Laura. We have Brian Justin Crum, Steve-O's favorite singer.
Least favorite.
He sang Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson.
Second least favorite.
Tape Face.
Tape Face.
Victor Key. And Grace. Grace Vanderwall. Oh, and the magician John Dornbos. And the witches, they were there too. But
clairvoyance.
Yeah. Did you guys end up watching any of it last night?
I did. I did not.
Steve-O watched the whole thing.
How weird is this? Here's my favorite part. When this segment started, I hated it.
He hated it.
But I was like, I'll see. Okay, show me one thing. And the first clip you showed me was that the first time I watched was that 12-year-old girl who just blew me away.
Yep, Grace Vanderwall.
And I was like, you know what? I'll watch when she's on because she's phenomenal and there's something special about that kid.
And I think we've all wanted her to be
the
winner.
Yeah, I would say so.
Except Dex wanted the clairvoyance, but the other two, like Steve-O and I, wanted Grace. Well, you know what? Steve-O wanted Sal.
I did, actually, because at the time I thought, this has got to be for a Vegas act. And somebody on the live line actually chimed in and said, AGT totally bothered me last night.
Well?
Yes, the winner is very talented. Amazing career, depending on how the voice stabilizes.
Got the envelope right here.
But what? Now What, a family just has to pick up and move to Vegas to put together a Vegas show? I'm sorry, as a grown woman visiting Vegas, I would never go see this act.
Okay, well, that's, we found out.
Thoughts?
We found out that not every winner gets a Vegas show.
Right. Oh. They get a $1 million grand prize.
Yep.
In a 40-year, $25,000 increment, so for the next 40 years.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I just read something awesome. Anyway, let's go.
All right.
No, you got it. Now we got to announce it so you can tell us the news.
Well, yeah. I have the envelope right here.
Oh, man.
I have the envelope, which contains the winner of last
night. But you're not wearing a goofy all-white costume like Nick Cannon that was absolutely ridiculous.
I'm wearing the hat. Man, this was an amazing season. It was full of memorable moments, including a guy who was shot in the neck with a flaming arrow. Mm-hmm. Who could forget that?
I had already forgotten, actually. Yeah.
Let's open it up.
Here we go. Here we go. Opening up the envelope right now.
The winner of America's Got Talent. Man, this thing.
Put like that's like an industrial glue.
Oh my gosh, you're taking it. Was Grace. It was the 12-year-old. It was Grace Vanderwaal.
The winner was the clairvoyant.
No, you got the wrong envelope.
You got the wrong one.
That's the wrong envelope. They were the first runner up. Sorry, Steve Harvey. That was first runner up was clairvoyance.
Yeah, the winner was Grace.
So embarrassing.
12-year-old Grace wins.
Vanderwaal.
Everybody knew it was going to be Grace. Everybody
of
knew.
Okay, now, Steve-O, read our live line comment.
Yeah, because here's the thing. AGT last night, according to this Starmie member, totally bothered her. Cool. She's very talented. Going to have an amazing career depending on how her voice stabilizes as she grows up because she's 12. But now what? Her and her family pick up and move to Vegas? She's got to put together a Vegas show? I'm sorry, but as a grown woman visiting Vegas, I would never go see a 12-year-old girl sing while I'm there. Thoughts?
Okay. Those are solid points.
They are.
Grace won $1 million for the prize. Number one, that is the prize. We found out the other day is like you win $1 million.
Yeah.
But Grace's plans do include a Vegas show.
Really?
You might not go see Grace in Vegas, which I totally understand. Totally get that. But would you go see her show if she, quote, I am excited about my show and I'm excited about getting a lot of people like Sal, Lincoln Bridge, Laura, and everyone to join in.
Perfect.
Oh, a little America's Got Talent tour.
She's going to
do very show.
Smart. Yeah, she's going to take some of the great contestants.
Is she the smartest 12-year-old I've ever heard
she
of?
She must be. Check this out. This is what she said she plans to buy with her $1 million. She wants to buy 2 tree houses, one for herself, one for her sister, and they have zip lines joining them so they can visit each other.
She is amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so you won't go see the Grace show, but would you go see basically an America's Got Talent season 11 state like
that? That'd be cool.
Well, that's
so Sal gets to, oh, gosh.
That's kind of what they did on American Idol. After every season, they would put together an Idol tour. Yeah. You could see everybody.
I think that is very smart.
Yeah.
Very smart. And she'll get like record deals and all kinds of great stuff.
Yeah, she's going to be the biggest star we've ever seen. She's going to be bigger than Taylor Swift. She's
guys,
ridiculous.
That's solid. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Grace.
Somebody else said Sophie should have won. So many acts were more talented than Grace.
No, Sophie.
Who was Sophie?
Extortionist. She was the extortionist. She was terrible at her job. She didn't extort enough money
that's
from
right.
Simon.
Yeah.
The contortionist.
The contortionist, thank
the
you.
The bendy person.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, she shouldn't have won.
Come on.
No.
It's like, look, dude, lots of yoga. Soup's flexible, bro.
Yeah,
Grace Vanderwaal is one of those artists that comes along once in every 15 years or so.
Have we ever seen anybody like that at that age?
Her name was Taylor Swift. She was
at
on a show
age?
Called American Idol.
She was 12.
How old was T-Swift on American Idol?
I bet she was on American Idol. I think she was at least 18, wasn't she? 18 or 19.
I didn't know.
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
She was on American Idol?
No, wait, hold on. No, you're thinking of somebody else. Taylor Swift wasn't on American Idol, was she? Talk to me.
I'm finding it.
Nobody say a word until you find it.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe you're right. Was
she? Yeah, I know I'm right.
I don't think I didn't think she was on American Idol.
I think you're thinking of somebody else.
No, she totally was. Yeah, it's right here in her IMDb.
Wow.
Just reading it real quick.
It's not an IMDb.
Okay, you're lying. She wasn't on
it's
American
Idol. It's a Wikipedia.
Idol.
No, man, totally.
You sure are scrolling a lot.
Yeah, lots of...
You're thinking of somebody else.
Nah, man, she's on...
No, you're thinking of... somebody help us.
I know there was a
It's
girl.
Not Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood.
That's not who I'm thinking of.
Okay. It was Carrie Underwood is who he's thinking of.
Or yeah. Kelly Clarkson, maybe.
Yeah, but they weren't 12. No, I don't think we've ever seen anybody like Grace.
Didn't American Idol have a rule, like an age restriction?
Actually, you're right. 18, I think, is he had to be.
And you couldn't be too old either, because you remember like people that were over the age of something.
Mm-hmm.
They would come in and they would put them in the joke rounds or whatever, but then they'd be like, sorry.
Yep.
You should go to America's Got Talent.
So, yeah, we just got the details that Grace... who won America's Got Talent last night. She's going to do... It's in Vegas?
She's planning to do a Vegas show that will feature some of the other fantastic acts from this season of America's Got
That's
Talent, including Sal, our boy Sal, including Laura... Who was Laura?
Laura Britan, the opera singer.
So check this out.
Lincoln Bridge.
Taylor Swift, contrary to popular belief... was not on American Idol because seasons 1 through 5, she wasn't old enough to audition. And when she became eligible to audition, she had already hit a label and released her first album and became ineligible to be on. But she was on AGT in 2007.
Nice.
America's Got Talent.
She wasn't 12, though.
No, she wasn't.
No. So we've never seen a Grace Vanderwaal before. Never. Ever.
Ever.
Okay.
Dawn says Leanne Rimes.
There you go.
Not on American Idol.
No.
But she was like 12 when she came out.
Taylor Swift was 16 when she was on AGT. I'm trying to think of, like, other youngins.
Well, I mean, you go back to... I mean, I don't know why we're not talking about, like, the OG Star Search. Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera,
Britney Spears, they were all young.
Yeah, that's true.
That was, like, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
And they were, like, Justin Timberlake was a child.
Yeah. But, dude, she's just... There's something special about it. So, I'm excited that she won. I was seriously nervous because it came down to John Dorenbos, the magician, NFL football player, who was fantastic, Clairvoyance, which I just hate, and then Grace. And somehow, Clairvoyance and Grace were like the final two competitors, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's because people
were
like,
Vegas magician act. Yep.
Yeah. Yep, there you go. Winner of America's Got Talent, Grace Vanderwaal.
Good job, 12-year-old.
Yeah.
You go by that super sweet little clubhouse.
Oh, man. Good for her.
I'm just excited to see what she can do. It's going to be fascinating to see where she... If she continues with music, to see where she is in like 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it could be incredible.
Yeah. Heck, she might even pop up on the Disney Channel.
Yeah. Somebody else chimed in and said, I think Grace's family was well aware of the possibility of their daughter winning and supporting her through and through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, moving to Vegas, doing all that. Somebody else said, small print, $1 million annually paid over 40 years, $25,000 per year. We talked about that. Yeah. Or the cash settlement undisclosed amount, which you could do, but I don't know.
Yeah, we heard maybe a couple $100,000 is what you get after that.
Yeah,
that's what it said. It said, like an accountant did the math, and you should get $430,000 after taxes, but... One of the contestants that took the lump sum only got a little over $200,000.
Wow.
So who knows?
So Jordan Sparks was 17 when she won American Idol, which is still, you know, 5 years older, but...
Yeah, and didn't sound like Grace.
No. Whatever. Battlefield was a jam! I mean...
Did she write Battlefield? No, I don't think so.
Ryan Tedder did.
Yeah. I still can't understand how this little girl writes these songs. What if it comes out that that's not her singing? She's a Manila Vanilli.
She's a Manila Vanilli, guys.
She's a con artist. What if that happens?
Hey, somebody just said there is a young female country artist who I think is also 12 that just recently became popular. Is that the girl we interviewed?
That's the girl we interviewed.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
What was her name? Friend?
Let's see.
Man, she's like my best friend.
You guys are best friends.
She loves teal, like me.
Yeah, channel her name, Steve-O.
That's my Monday mindset. I'm getting a letter.
Her name was Tegan Marie.
Tegan.
Tegan Marie.
It was coming to me really slowly.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, I mean, she's a lot like Grace. Yeah.
Don't we all want to be a lot like Grace? Mm. And when speaking of Grace, I mean in the spiritual sense. Taking a metaphor from none other than C.S. Lewis himself.
Can we bring this back
Live
around?
Your life as you are entering into the wardrobe.
As it's talking about Grace and this 12-year-old, we're also talking earlier in the show about an 18-year-old currently suing her parents over like privacy issues because they took photos of her throughout her childhood, posted intimate photos, quote unquote, like diaper changing, stuff like that, on social media. Grace is 12 years old, and I realize this is something kind of, quote, different, but she was thrust into the national spotlight, mm-hmm. right? Of course, she's not complaining because she's super stoked and just won America's Got Talent. But they go through, like, intimate details of your life, talking like, oh, well, let's go back home and let's unfold this crazy story and it's going to be on national television. If there are, like, privacy issues that come up because of this case, what does that mean for, like, literally every singing talent competition where here's a 13-year-old whose brother has cancer or who's whatever, and they're going through these intimate family details, but they're underage? Like, when they become 18, do they then have the authority to go, you know what, I wasn't of age of consent, and you put that up there, and I was kind of manipulated, I feel.
My parents pushed me to do this.
You know what I mean?
They sign waivers when they enter.
Is that binding as a 12-year-old?
If the parents co-sign on it, just like any decision in an American
A parent or
thing,
guardian would then in turn?
Then it would be binding.
Because so then they could sue their parents.
We hear about this all the time. Have you guys heard about JoJo? The artist JoJo,
do
you
remember
like Casey and JoJo?
No, JoJo was she was like 14 or something when she had her first big single, and she had a couple three big time top 40 hits, and then disappeared.
Yeah,
and the reason she disappeared is because she was making new music, but her record label went bankrupt, wouldn't release her from her contract, which she had signed with her parents when she was a kid, but they also wouldn't put out any of her new music. And she just got out of it.
Wow.
This happens all the time.
Yeah.
But in America, it's legalized because you have parents that co-sign. The difference with that and the situation in Austria is that's just parents putting the pictures up on the internet.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no...
Well, and this is nothing new, sadly. You remember the youngest kid from Home Improvement?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He sued his parents for all of the money.
They took all his money. I mean...
They took all of it? You mean they raised him?
No, they took his money.
Do you mean they raised him?
He earned that money, though.
Right.
He worked for that money, and they took it.
Yeah. But
is that what you tell your kids if they were actors?
No, it's just interesting. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, Brody, my beautiful little 3-year-old, life happens, man. He just had a surgery. It was like $3,000 it's costing. You know what I mean? And could you imagine, like, throughout the years something happens and then it's like all of a sudden Brody's super famous and we're taking care and doing things and he's like, hey, guys, I'm going to need this. It's like, okay, cool. Well, we did raise you and there are certain things that we took care of. And no, I'm not saying we'd take his money, but I remember as a child when my father passed away, the government stepped in to help my mom, single mom, and we got Social Security checks for us being children. And it was checks made out to each family member. But because I was under the age of 18, they went to my mom because she used that money to raise us. But the checks were in my name. So when I turned 18, could I have sued her for using checks that were written out to me?
Hey, man, I know a good lawyer.
Hey, you know what? Maybe we need to call my mom. Maybe we just need to. No, dude.
Yeah.
She raised me.
I get it. I get it. But there are a lot of parents out there. Look at Lindsay Lohan's parents.
Oh, man.
That's a perfect example.
I know. You're right. Not everybody is a great... Yes. Yeah. Not everybody is a solid parent, and they do take advantage. Mm-hmm. Sadly, this is a story where the parents were probably, like, proud of their kid. Adorable little bundle of joy. And so they overposted photos of their kid on social media. And now that their kid's an 18-year-old, they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
And like threatening to sue these parents who probably were just so stoked on their baby.
I wonder why they wouldn't just take him down. You know, like if they're loving and they care about her so much and she expressed like an actual desire, yeah. Please, those are embarrassing to me. Why would they not just take him down?
All right, we got to take a break. 585 Live, if you'd like to text the show. When we come back, we'll talk about adulting. Don't go anywhere. Search the city. Clocks and timepieces. Morning Invasion, Star 88. Good morning. 8:03.
High today of 82 degrees.
Beautiful
day. Let's take a look at traffic. I've had a couple of accidents to report. Lomas Boulevard at Chelwood Park Boulevard, way out on the east side. There's an accident. Also congestion on 40 westbound around Eubank and Wyoming. We've got another accident. Oh, yeah, out on the way, way west side. Left lane's blocked, I-40 east at 98th Street. And that is causing a bunch of headaches if you're eastbound on 40. Also, a lot of congestion, 25 southbound, once you hop off of Paseo. And finally, an accident, the right lane's blocked, Rio Bravo Boulevard east at the river. That's your look at traffic.
Just reminding you guys, on Monday from 7 to 10... we'll be broadcasting the morning show from Rebel Donuts on Manal in Wyoming, northeast location.
Make-A-Wish Monday!
Heck yeah, man!
All for Make-A-Wish. Make-A-Wish Donuts. We have Star 88 Donuts, some coffee, and when you donate to Make-A-Wish, you get some breakfast, man.
That's pretty good. I love it. Rebel Donut actually updated a photo in our event page saying they are ready for us. And added a photo of the cool star donuts that they're making.
Love
for
it.
Us. Pretty excited about that.
Yeah, so make some plans. Come on out. Dave and Buster's going to be hanging out. They got the little prize wheel.
I mean, look at those little star donuts. Come on.
Oh, guys.
Shout out to Megan.
You know what we're going to have to do? Hopefully, if we get some of those donuts, we're going to have to save them for after we poke the bait.
Ah.
I don't know if I have that.
You don't want to poke them before, huh? No, you don't. Well, you don't want to
snack on the sugar.
If you donut before you poke the bear, you will go nuts throwing it up.
Well,
just
dude. Yesterday,
you will puke the bear. Ha! Heyo!
Yesterday at the gym, I saw those little white things that start to come in. What are those called? The little sparklies.
Yeah, I think that's death. A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. So
yeah, let me tell you why.
Thankfully, Amy and Joe Hawk, our trainers yesterday, were like, hey, man, thinking you're good, bro.
Yeah,
I can't imagine why. I mean, you don't have to share if you don't want to.
Let me just tell you about the gym experience yesterday, because I was so mad at Steve-O.
Listen, guys.
I was so mad in life.
You always need that person that pushes you, that encourages you.
I'm going to shut your mic off.
Because he knows that you can do more.
I believe in you, Dexter.
This is what happened.
Tell it from your perspective.
Poking the bear yesterday.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I've been doing this long enough. I think I know what I can and can't do. When I look at the workout, when I look at the WOD now, I go, all right.
It's called the workout of the
day. If I'm going to make it through this workout, I'm gonna need this amount of weight.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I went and got my weight that I thought that I could do. Because I wanted to finish the workout.
Yes.
Here was the workout yesterday. It was this is how it started. A 400-meter run. Then you come back and you do Russian kettlebell swings.
Yeah. 50 of them.
50 of them.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, you do 50 wall ball squats.
Yeah.
Where you squat and you throw this really heavy ball up on the wall and catch it into a squat. 50 of those.
The RX was 55 pounds. For the kettlebell and 20 pounds for the wall ball.
No!
For the weight. That was the RX. That was the...
Here's what happened, though. I went and grabbed a 15-pound kettlebell. Okay?
You grabbed a 25-pound.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Was it 25 and then the 35?
The cute little blue ones were 25.
Okay, so I started with the 25. Thinking, all right, I think I can do this. This will be fine. And I grabbed, what size was the ball?
An eight pound medicine ball.
And Steve-O comes over, looks at what I got, and goes, no. that's too light. Steve-O said that. Steve-O said that to me, who weighs 150 pounds and
no.
looks like he's been training marathons his whole life.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And guess who was listening? Oh, that's right. Our two trainers were Amy and Joe. And they look over me and go, yeah, Dex, go.
Come on. Wait.
Come on.
But to
come
be on, fair, Dex. I helped. I put those things away. I grabbed a 35-pound kettlebell as well. So we both had the same weight.
Yeah, and then when the trainers weren't listening, I looked at Steve. I'm like, I'm going to murder you.
Yeah, he did.
This. You're
going
to die.
He said he was going to kill me, guys. So if I die this week,
yeah.
You heard it.
And guess what? Steve-O and I couldn't even come close to finishing.
Whatever. We were pseudo. We made it to the final round.
That is not true. We cheated.
Guys, no.
Speaking of exercise.
We cheated.
No, I know. No. You didn't cheat. You guys just didn't finish.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Daniel just rode up on his bike. He got a new bike. Like, he got a pro bike. Has
really?
He told you guys
yeah, well,
about
I saw
bike?
All the flashing laser lights that were happening Dude. Outside.
That thing's got a Wi-Fi hotspot. Yeah. Right there in the trucks.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We cheated yesterday at the gym.
Okay. Steve-O, you didn't tell me that you guys cheated.
We straight up cheated because here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
It was supposed to be 50 kettlebell swings, right?
Yeah.
No, we didn't do 50. We did 35.
The first round.
And Steve-O looks over at me and goes, hey, let's go run.
Let's go run. He looked like
yeah.
he. No. You're talking about the. After the wall balls.
Guys,
not the kettlebells.
No. I did 35 kettlebell swings, and then I did about maybe 36, 37 wall balls, and Steve-O goes, that's enough. Put it down. Let's go for a run.
I did. I'm not going to lie. I did tell everyone.
This was the workout. It was three rounds.
Yeah.
400-meter run.
400-meter run.
50 kettlebell swings.
Russian kettlebell swings.
50 Boom. Wall balls.
And then after you got done with that, you did another
times
lot.
Three. So we're on the second round, and I'm already pushing up to.
But we didn't even make it to the second round, Steve-O.
Yeah, we did. That
no,
was the second
didn't.
Round.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
We cheated to get to the second round.
No, we did not.
We did not finish. I didn't do 50.
I did the first round.
You liar.
No, I'm not lying. The first round I did 50. The second round we came in and got through the 50 kettlebells, and then I started doing the wall things, and you were doing the kettlebell thing.
I'm going to tell you guys
Liars.
What every coach has ever told me, starting with Nick.
Yeah.
Our boy Nick that got me into CrossFit, going all the way down through Morgan, Jamie, Glenn, Christy, every
yeah.
coach ever, Tommy, and then over into, we get over to Bear Canyon, you got Amy, Joe,
Mark,
Dylan, who you guys haven't gotten to work out with yet, and all the coaches there, they will tell you this, if you cheat in a workout, the only person you cheat is yourself.
That's yeah. right,
Steve-O. And that's it.
Yeah, as you eat your sugar muffin.
Yeah.
Well, uh-huh. unless you find a way to make someone else
Lies.
Cheat. And then you are cheating yourself and the other person who is
right.
also cheating themselves.
Okay, let's be fair. Second round, we're doing the wall balls. And I think I was on like 30 as well, 30-something. And I look over, and I'm seeing the like white things coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at Dex, and you look like you were going to die too.
Yeah,
and
I said,
hey,
was there, knocking at my door.
Let's go outside. Let's go run. And so, let's just go.
Why didn't
let's
you
go
guys
run.
Just switch to a lighter kettlebell.
See that? Why couldn't we have done the weight that
because
I?
Because Joe Hawk said you don't switch once you start. You find a weight that's comfortable for you.
That
and
was
you stay
not
with
comfortable
that.
At all.
Yeah,
that was not comfortable at all.
It was pretty
uncomfortable. And it's all Steve-O's fault.
I did
and
push this way too hard.
I
but I also
died.
Saved you because you looked like you were going to die, and I'm like, let's go.
You know
let's
what killed
go run.
Me was the run.
Oh.
That's what killed me.
See,
I didn't want to run. I would rather sit there and do wall
balls. But we did
squats.
It. You did. Hey,
oh.
there was no cheating that run.
Okay.
You ran.
Everyone, quit screaming.
No walking happened. You did it. And you know why? Because we're out there and you're like, I'm going to kill you. And I'm like, well, you got to catch me first.
Oh,
come on, you got to catch me first.
It's true.
I can run for days. I didn't realize I could run.
I'll get to you. I'll find you.
I'll get to you.
So I'm like, come on, buddy. You can do it.
It's
and
so
then
funny.
On the way back, it's like downhill. And I'm like, come on, you can do it. Come on.
The other day, I was swinging with Johnny, like he was in the swing over there, and I said, I want to tell you a story, and I told him the story of the tortoise and the hare, and I'm going to retell it. I'm going to say, the story of the tortoise and the hare, using the allegory of Steve-O and Dex.
Yeah,
here we go, Johnny.
That's it.
And then Dex, he found Steve-O, and he got rid of Steve-O.
Guys, he finally caught up to me.
I'm sweating just thinking about the workout.
I just had to take my hoodie off. That's hilarious.
Gosh.
So my favorite part of yesterday is we had to run, 400 meters and then, keep doing all these crazy things. And there's markers outside, and Amy, one of the owners, she's like, did you guys really run 400? And I'm like, yes, dude. Well, next time, I'm just going to run with you because I don't believe you. I think you guys cheated. I'm like, Amy, I am hurt by your accusation.
I would never cheat.
Let's go.
So she runs with us the second time. Turns out Mark, one of the other owners, had actually marked out a 200 meter the day before and hadn't said anything.
It was
she's running. She's like, I hate running.
Mark, your mark was a little long. Oh, I don't think that was a 400.
I can't wait to prove you wrong. And then we get out there and I'm like, what is that? Oh, what's that marker in the... That looks like 200 meters. Weird. Let's turn around. Okay, cool,
it
man.
It felt like 1,000 meters.
Oh, it was great.
It felt like.
I loved it.
Yeah, just imagine this, Steve-O. And this is what I told him. I'm like, because I'm looking over at Steve-O running, and he's just having a great time, like just prancing around.
Yeah, right, dude. I was dying. Yet.
Okay, you were not.
I was.
If you looked at me,
I was kind of dying.
I was an asthmatic.
I know.
Obese.
So you're my workout partner, man. It makes me feel like I'm accomplishing
somebody
something.
Somebody walking could have actually beat me and run. I was
That's
running,
not
but
true.
Somebody walking
Stop
could,
it.
Could have actually
Guys,
beat
Stop
me.
There's an easy fix here. Steve-O, just stick with Dex when it comes to the weight stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you'll look over at Steve-O and he will be falling apart, his body crumpling beneath the weight, and you'll just be going, 300
pounds. I did that once. I did that once when we were teaming up and it was like whatever the front press stuff was, and I'm like, yeah! And he's like, come on, buddy, you can do it.
Yeah, Dave,
and I was like,
guess what?
Ah! Yeah. I'm going to die.
Guess what? On Friday, squats.
Yeah, sorry.
We're teaming up.
When that's not happening.
You're doing exactly what I'm doing.
Nope.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
no, guys,
come on, push it!
I will die.
Push
the point
it!
Of it is for you guys to... You have to do a weight for the exercise that you can use to complete the entire exercise.
Thank you. Thank you, Teo. That's exactly what I was saying.
So here's the deal. We're talking about going to the gym. And one thing, like in real life, one thing I actually really love about all of this is yesterday was very, very difficult. But I do love having that accountability in like... Not whether it's like trainers or like the friends around you. And I was talking to Teo about this the other day. I don't have too many like disciplines in my life, you know? And as a Christian, we have these spiritual disciplines where it's like, dude, whether it's prayer, meditating on God's word, whatever it is, there are these things that we implement in our lives. And if we don't have that, we really need to. And it's difficult sometimes. But I love the idea of going, man, I have to do this. Like, I can do this. I will survive this. I think I'm going to pass out and die.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're done, like, I've never felt more accomplished.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When we... Oh, man.
Yeah, CrossFit is a perfect picture on how our Christian works.
Seriously.
Well, it is in a lot of ways.
It really is.
It's ironically named CrossFit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because truly, it's one of the hardest things I've ever done, but it's something I'm purposefully doing myself. Nobody's forcing me to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, I'm going to say it right now, I was an idiot. We should have stuck with 25 and 8 because we're still beginners. But
yeah,
I'm like,
dumb.
I'm like trying to like overachieve and push it. And then Joe's like, you got it, man. Yeah, let's do more, bro. And I'm thinking, no, this is easy. I just did like 10, and it seems so easy. Wait, 150 reps of each.
Yeah, that's what was crazy about it.
Couldn't feel my shoulders by the end.
Ugh.
Couldn't feel them.
I appreciate the way that the workout was structured, because the different movements you were doing. So you did a 400-meter run, which was really, really like kind of full-body running. I guess you could say it's focusing on your legs because you're running. But to me, that was kind of like the cool-down part of it. Because I'm like, Steve, I like running. And then when you got back in there and you did the kettlebells, that's all shoulder and hip stuff.
Yeah.
And then the wall balls, those are exhausting.
Yeah.
The wall ball, it's like everyone listening, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Picture a medicine ball that weighs 20 pounds, which is what I had to do. And then you're throwing it at a 10-foot target. And you have to squat and then use your legs and your hips to
and
thrust
50
up and throw
of those.
It. And you did 50 of them 3 times. But the way, and then, but when you were done with the wall balls, it felt so good to just get out there
it
and
did.
Do a 400-meter jog.
See, and that's what I'm excited about. When I lose 50 pounds, I'm probably going to love running too. Because right now, it's like I'm carrying a Steve-O.
You really are. It's good.
Every time I run, I'm carrying a Steve-O.
In fact, next time, like, I'll just jump on your back because that'll probably spare
when
me
you
400
lose,
meters.
When you lose the 50 pounds, is it going to be like that scene at the end of Harry Potter when he's in, like, the, quote, Heaven train station,
yes.
And Voldemort's like laying under that bench.
Yeah,
is that going to be Steve-O when you? He's going to be over there going. Yes. Yep, and then you're going to look over, yeah. And I'm going to be standing there, and you're going to say, "Teo, what's that?" And I'm going to say, "It's the glory train."
That's something we don't even talk about.
Oh man!
Oh, now you poked the bear.
Oh man,
that is good.
I'm telling you, man. Good times.
Good times. All right, let's change subjects. Little topic for you guys. 585 Live, you can text us or you can call in at 338-3700.
Okay.
I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday.
You got a friend.
Yeah, I have a friend.
Nice.
And I asked what he was doing. And he said he was adulting.
Okay.
And I said, you're adulting? Well, what are you doing? And he said, well, before I left work, put some chicken and veggies in a crock pot. And I said, okay.
That's pretty adult.
Pretty adult of you to put dinner on before you go to work.
Heck yeah, man.
I mean, it's a crock pot that you just dump veggies
right.
And chicken in and water, and you just turn it on high, and then you just let it simmer all day long. Pretty adulting of you.
It is pretty adult.
Well, I made fun of him for a little bit. It was
wait, what?
It was
why funny. Would you do that?
But I was thinking
why?
About it.
Why would you do that?
What have you done lately that you think is adulting?
If making dinner before you go to work is adulting, I adult multiple times a week.
Give me some.
Well, you, I mean, that you, thing. What, like, we
what's
actually,
the last thing you adulted?
In that form? I mean, Chrissy and I, this is one thing that I'm still trying to work into your life and schedule, is meal planning. Like, we plan out our whole week. And on the huge, Chrissy's the one that, like, prepares it. But, oh, okay, we got baseball tonight. Okay, how about you just go take Luke to baseball? I'll take care of it. So whether it's, like, cooking dinner. I don't feel like that's super adult stuff, though. That's just called survival. Like, those are things we should be doing.
Yeah, but I don't do those things.
Come on! It's so easy. Do you have a crock pot?
Yeah.
What?
I'm sick of crock pot because we've ate so many crock pot meals. I'm sick of it.
You just put it in there, you turn it on, and it simmers all day. You put some potatoes and carrots.
Yeah, think of it. Okay. I love it, but I'm just sick of it.
Here's how you can adult. You can find new ways to reinvigorate your crock pot life, whether it's like a nice tortilla soup. That's good. Nice chicken noodle. You're giving me like this death look.
You're going to need a lot of chicken in there.
Here's the thing.
Lots of chicken. Lots of soup.
I just don't think Leslie and I will ever be good at planning meals. And I'm
why?
Okay. I'm fine with that. I'm absolutely okay with that. Look at me. I'm overweight.
Right. So imagine if you planned your meals instead of just like, I feel like Cheetos. Like, imagine.
Ask me what the last thing adulting I did was.
Tail? Okay, what'd you do?
I just paid my cable bill.
Oh. Nice!
With my internet phone.
Right? Oh, man.
My iPhone 7, jet black. It is wonderful.
It's really the greatest phone.
I'm so thankful to our boy, Alvin, over at the Apple store in Zurich. He sent me this.
What, Zurich?
I took a brief repose in Zurich.
I can't wait
yesterday.
Till tomorrow when I actually have a 7 and
the
you guys
the greatest thing about the iPhone 7.
You're staring at one right now.
Is
incredible.
It comes out before anybody else in Zurich.
Yes. And so, Alvin, thank you.
I wonder why nobody takes it seriously.
Yes.
Oh, man.
What have you done lately that is considered adulting? 585 Live, 585-5483. You can text us or call in at 338-3700.
I think paying that cable bill on time is definitely adulting. Paying your bills on time?
Yeah. Leslie's in charge of that now.
Really?
Hey, double adulting, that was early. Paid it early.
I've only had the power shut off on us 3 times.
Oh, my
And had to lie
gosh.
To my kids and say that the whole neighborhood was out.
Well, an important part of adulting is to know what to do when you get your power shut off. Like, how to survive. Do you have flashlights? Do you have candles? Do you have some
you
bottled
know what?
That's
water?
Really
We've
good.
Had some good times.
That's right.
Really
also, you need a good, hefty lie prepared to tell your family because you forgot to pay the bill.
Yeah, you don't want to tell your kids that you forgot to pay the bill. Because then they get stressed and, you know.
No, you always want to because then that's honesty.
Then your
that's
kids
called,
are like,
hey, are we check poor? It, man.
<That's>, are we poor?
But that's the thing Leslie
yes,
and I have learned.
Yes, we're poor!
Leslie and I have learned, and we gosh, just punch me in the arm as hard as you can when you hear what I'm about to say.
Oh, no.
We don't anymore, but we, thank you, Dan.
Squaring up.
He's love tapping me.
Prepping.
In the past,
you're tenderizing the meat.
They've overheard us talking about, you know, some financial issues that we've had.
Yeah.
And that is never good. You should never involve your kids in any financial issues because they get stressed out. They start to worry. And then you're not supposed to do that as a kid. You're not supposed to, you know, stress about those things. You know, you don't involve children in adult issues. Well, in adulting, you just don't.
I'll tell you what. Kids. But on the flip side, one of my prouder dad moments came a few weeks ago when we took Brody to the dentist because he had a, like a little cavity thing back here. And the dentist was like, oh, there's a three-year-old. Let's see, he'd carry the $1,500, right? And we're like, what? For like this little that he's about to, like he's going to lose his tooth, right? Like soon. And I'm sorry. What? And I remember we were leaving and I was definitely stressed out. And I think Jack could just sense my stress, rightly so. Mm. And he goes, hey, I worked all, like he worked all summer because he was saving because he really wants a cell phone. He's like the only kid in seventh grade that doesn't have a cell phone. He saved all summer for this thing. And he looks at me and he says, hey, if it helps, I can give you my money to put towards, you know what I mean? And I was like, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. Love and of course it was like, dude, we'll take care of it. Like, don't worry about it. But it was an opportunity for Jack to like, I guess if you will, take responsibility and go, hey, or like be a helping hand. And of his own money and of his own volition was willing to give. And it... Dude, it meant the world to me.
Sure.
And I didn't make him do it, but listen, like...
I think that's amazing, man. But at the same time, see, that's what I'm kind of talking about is...
Not stressing him?
Well, yeah.
It wasn't stress. I reassured him that it was going to be okay.
Well, sure, and that's where you come in as a good parent.
Yeah.
And you tell your children, hey, we got this. Don't even worry about it. I love your heart. Well, love that you want to give, but that you can see he had some anxiety, like, I want to help out.
Yeah, I think in those moments, too... You can use it for two things because you can say, like, that spirit to want to help out is Christ-like. And then you can also say, you know what, though? You are doing exactly what God wants us to do. Mm. But let's wait and see if God's going to provide in some miraculous way.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And you never know because then you might have to fall back on the fact that God is trying to provide through your child, which might be humbling. But as a family, you guys can come together and be like, yeah, and then, you know, hit him back later when more money comes in or whatever. But in a lot of that's a very teachable moment because one thing I can say truthfully is no matter how much of an idiot I've been in my life and personal decisions and whatnot, God has always provided for our family. And that's something that I can look back on and say, well, that's for real.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, in many, many situations. And so that is definitely a very teachable moment is to just to be able to say, look, things look crazy right now, but we believe that God provides for us, and he's going to.
Yeah.
We just have to wait and trust that when he does, it'll be the right time, and it'll happen. And it usually does.
That's it. Yeah. You got to look for those teachable moments with
your
kids.
And I say usually because sometimes it doesn't happen, and then you have to take the money from the kid, and you're like, I'm sorry. And you're grounded. I don't know why you're grounded.
I don't know what happened. Dude, it's... Yeah.
How much money do you have, Landon? What? Where do you keep it? Okay.
Man.
Don't look there for the next 2 weeks.
Speaking of adulting, we had so many people chime in on the live line. Check it out, adult. A roast pork and a can of root beer in a crock pot. 8 hours later, covered with barbecue sauce, pulled pork.
Done it.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, that sounds cool.
How about this one? Crock pot tacos. Chicken in a jar of salsa.
Guys,
easy, delicious.
I've done all of
guys,
these.
What about this? Crock pot hamburger. You get a bunch of hamburger buns. You get a bunch of beef patties.
No,
you don't even have to grill them. And then lettuce and tomato.
No,
maybe some mayonnaise and mustard. Throw some onions in if you're so inclined. You put them in there all day. And then you get a fully grown hamburger with bacon and cheese at the end of the day. It's incredible.
Stop it.
Crock pot hamburger.
It's not a crock. Oh, man. But these are adulting. I didn't know how a crock pot works. So I'd have to call my wife and be like, okay, wait, what am I going to do? Okay, two cups of this broth, and then I got to... Yeah. Somebody else said, I set the alarm on my phone to remember to take the trash out of the driveway once a week. Is that adulting?
Yeah.
Totally adulting.
Yeah.
The phone these days is my lifesaver.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
You try to eat
it? Just reminders on reminders on reminders.
Mm-hmm. You should never forget anything.
I set reminders to remind me to set reminders.
Remind me to remind myself about reminding me about this.
I've come to the conclusion that some people are just not good meal planners, and as long as they're okay with that, it works. It's similar to the people who just aren't good budgeters. It doesn't make any sense to me, but it works for them somehow, even though I know they could probably do better with their money.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, I just renewed my health insurance. So, adult?
That is adult.
Totally adult. Mm-hmm. Yes. Somebody else said, I'm at work right now. So, I'm currently adulting right now.
Well, I don't know. I mean, when I was a teenager, I worked.
Yeah. I mean, but not like to provide.
Sure, I did. Okay. I had to provide to get new school clothes.
Uh-huh.
Basketball
I had to provide
shoes.
For my pager bill. In high school.
Dude, that pager is going to get
you. Yeah, dog.
It's going to get you, man.
Somebody else said, hey, it's good for your kids to see mom and dad work in the budget because it will set a precedent for them being financially successful when they start adulting themselves.
Totally.
I agree with that.
But I just think don't involve them. If you're stressed and they can see that and maybe you guys are arguing about finances, that's when you got to be careful.
No, I agree.
You can't
let
your kids see.
You have to let your kids know that, I mean, you're managing the budget. You're not letting the budget manage you. You want your kids, you want to show them that it is a doable task.
Yes.
And not this, you know, crazy out of control semi-god that is going to kill us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So true. 585 Live, you can text the show, or 338-3700. We're talking about adulting. What have you done lately that is adulting?
What have you done for
Dude, I will
lately?
Say this. iOS 10, for all you iPhone users, I used the bedtime thing, which was kind of like
work?
This adult thing that I'm trying out called Sufficient Amount of Sleep.
Oh, cool.
It totally worked last night.
What?
It woke me up on time this morning, and it was like... Starting soft. Hey, bud. It's time to wake up.
Is that
up.
What it says?
Hey. Hey, man. Are you ready to wake up?
Up?
You ready
idiot.
To face the day? Oh, yes. Party time. It's Thursday. Get your butt out of bed.
Really?
That's kind of what it does.
That's cool.
Except it's just music. It just gets progressively louder. Oh. But in my brain, that's what's happening. This is what's happening in my brain.
I thought that's what the app actually did.
I'm going to... Can you just isolate that piece?
Yeah.
And then I'll put that in my phone as a ringtone, and then I'll set that.
That's good.
I'll wake up to myself every day. So good.
What have you done lately that is adulting? Let us know. 585 Live. 9 a.m. Bill Peterson. Talking a conspiracy. Is it a conspiracy? I don't know. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
We are back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Hillary Clinton's personal physician, Dr. Lisa Bardak, characterized the Democratic nominee's physical health as normal and her mental health as excellent. Clinton's blood pressure, cholesterol, metabolic rate, all in an acceptable range.
Donald Trump releasing a summary of his latest physical during a taping of the Dr. Oz show.
Melania now has a letter from an immigration attorney to dispute reports that she'd worked illegally as a model in the U.S. in 1995.
Uber's new self-driving cars make their debut in Pittsburgh.
The Obama administration is pushing ahead with plans to admit thousands more refugees from around the world starting this October. That would reflect a nearly 30% increase from the number of people granted entry in the previous year.
Tropical storm Julia, now centered about 35 miles east of Savannah with maximum sustained winds 40 miles per hour. Forecasters say slight strengthening is possible over the next 48 hours as it moves slowly along the southeast coast.
Welcome to the program.
Sorry, I'm not.
Hola. 841, hello.
Hola.
What'd you read?
I got $20 that says that the one I just read on the live line is from Pool Boy.
Oh, no. Yep, just read it. That's a good one.
Why don't
Yeah. Pool Boy.
Adulting.
Just got checked.
It's adulting.
Love you, Pool Boy.
How are the roads out there, Tim?
Okay. Couple of things to report about the red.
I-40 East at 98th Street. We do have an accident. But the big news right now, accident left lane's blocked. I-40 East at 12th Street. And if you are eastbound on 40 to the west of this accident, then you're down to about 15 miles an hour, which is not fun. We've also got an accident left lane's blocked. Wyoming at Paseo. And Montgomery Boulevard East at Eubank Boulevard, there is an accident involving a bus.
Whoa.
Yeah. So you guys be careful out there. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Before the break, we're talking about things you've done lately that is adulting. Text it in 585-5594-985. 585-5484-83.
One of the more important aspects of adulting, especially if you have young ones, is being a dope parent. We got a chime in from Amarillo, Texas, who is adulting right now by saying, "Can you do a shout out to my son Willie? 8 years old today.
Last name Nelson.
Happy." Well, they're from Amarillo.
Amarillo by morning.
Yeah. Up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I got on. Gosh. Well, I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm Steve.
You know what? Cut his mic.
Amarillo by morning.
He is Steve, though. He's right.
Amarillo is where I'll Steve.
What up, dog?
Steve, okay. It's not a verb.
Can't Steve twice? You can only Steve once?
I guess you can, Steve.
Gonna need some of that Chuck E. Cheese.
We've already done a Chuck E. Cheese this morning. See,
but
this
it's Willie's eighth birthday.
My gosh. We can't do this anymore, guys.
Hey,
I'm canceling birthdays.
It's called adulting.
I'm canceling birthdays.
We are shouting out to Willie right now. Actually, you know what? That's way better than Chuck E. Cheese. I just sang like an entire thing from George Strait. Are you kidding me?
It's fine for a shout out.
You didn't dedicate it to Willie.
This isn't the Chuck E. Cheese birthday shout out segment.
Okay, so it would be Amarillo by morning, Amarillo and Willie.
That sounded crazy weird.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, is it?
8 years
old. I'm not following.
Yeah, Amarillo.
Okay. All right. Okay. Shout out to, what was the kid's name?
Willie. Willie! I've said it 17 times. 8 years old today. One of the more important birthdays of the first decade of your life.
Do you want me to do some news?
We have so much on the live line.
Yeah, that's what I was... Next time, can you just get through the text messages without singing an entire song? I would really appreciate that.
Pool Boy chimed in and said he adulted yesterday.
Stop it. Stop it.
Somebody else said we switched health insurances at the beginning of the year. I still don't have a primary care physician. I am bad at adulting.
Yeah, we're going to find out how good my wife is at adulting because she's taken two of our kids to get glasses this morning.
Oh.
We'll see if our insurance works.
Okay, let me just say this. Speaking of being bad at adulting, I called my doctor this week and it was like, I need to schedule a well check or what. I haven't been to the doctor and I don't even know how long. Apparently, I'm really bad at adulting when it comes to my health because they were like, well, your file is in storage because it's been that long.
Storage? It's not on a computer?
We're going to have to go get it. No, my doc's in Belen, yo.
Wait, computers weren't invented back in the day when you went.
Shout out to Belen, New Mexico. They still don't have computers. But Los Lunas does have Facebook, so there's something.
Wow. You ever had a Facebook?
Well, on their way. So, yeah, I'm really bad at adulting when it comes to health as well.
It's all right, man. I fail at adulting every single day.
Our adulting champion of the day so far is Omar, who chimed in and said, woke up at 4 a.m., packed breakfast and lunch for my wife and I, and I also took out the trash.
Yeah! I can see what you when you dance, dance, dance. Come on.
We also got a, if my work is making cartoons, does it still count as adulting? Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Dope adulting job, because that means you are a smart enough kid to realize your dreams and follow through with them. So
that's good.
That's like superior adulting.
Superior already.
Yeah.
Superior already.
Somebody else said Pokemon hunting without the kids, hashtag adulting.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know about that.
My wife would say that works, but
I don't think so.
Somebody else said, I schedule paying each bill every month as soon as I'm paid instead of waiting for the due date. That's good.
That's solid enough.
That's, dude, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember back in the day when I could pay.
By the way, Willie's listening. He loved my George Strait.
It doesn't say that.
Shout out to Willie.
He just says
Amarillo. Thanks, love you.
Love you.
Amarillo, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for all the adulting. You guys are great adults out there. You guys are perfect and wonderful, and we love you so much.
Okay, calm down. I don't know, man. We got one on the limeline asking a question that says, you know, okay, is this adulting? They say it is. You know you're adulting when your Facebook profile picture becomes a photo of your children.
They're going to sue you.
Yeah.
Be careful, guys.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
An 18-year-old is suing their parents because of all of the Facebook photos that they've posted over the years.
I feel like a profile picture should be you always.
For how long is Facebook?
Maybe you and your bride.
1,000 years.
1,000 years.
Yeah.
Good morning.
I don't know.
Good morning, guys.
Yes. Was that you on the live line?
Of course it was him.
No, but that was just for the live line. I'll be nice right here on the
okay.
on the line. But I was doing some adulting yesterday. Me and the wife were watching Netflix, and I was watching Bloodline, and John Leguizamo, what's his name?
John Leguizamo.
Yeah, that guy. He said poke the bear, and I told my wife, what the heck? He just said poke the bear. And then I go, they said it on the morning show about going to work out, and then she just looked at me like I was freaking nuts.
That's funny. I didn't remember that.
Now you poke the bear.
Because he's prodding at John, you know, the detective.
Yeah.
He's like getting on his nerves and stuff. And then he's like, man, I'm just going to poke the bear.
Oh,
and
I look at my wife and I'm like,
oh, my God, he said poke the bear.
Wow.
Because the only time I heard it is with you guys.
Well, we invented
she looked at me like I was nuts. She said I listened to you guys too much. So
there you
never.
Wait, don't listen to her.
Don't ever listen to her.
It comes a time.
No,
wait.
No, dude. Since my son got me this MP3 player, man, I can't help it, dude.
Yeah, that's great, man. I love it.
You're gonna make You got to make the trek up this next Monday, all the way to Albuquerque for a free donut at Rebel. That's what you got to do.
Now, why don't you just wrap one up and just put it in a manila envelope and send it my?
You know what? We'll do that. I'm sure it'll taste just the same.
All right. Oh, dude, and then I'll have my son, since I don't have a smartphone, I'll have my son or wife film me eat the star donut. And
there you go.
That'd be great, man. All right, man. I love you guys.
Love you too, man.
See you, guys keep adulting, all right?
All right, man. You too, buddy.
You too. All right.
All right, man.
I love that guy.
Me too. Just love him. News.
What? Thank you, Zorro.
Zorro has a whip?
Learning how to whip.
Oh, my gosh.
Watch me whip.
Nay, sir. Watch me. You'll get that later.
Yeah.
A new survey found 84% of us feel like we are underappreciated. And we think the most underappreciated jobs, garbage collector, mom, and teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Definitely teachers.
I don't know, man. The garbage collector is the unsung hero of the apartment complex, according to Johnny Danger.
No kid.
When that garbage truck comes around, that kid goes
nuts. I was
going
to say, I don't know if they're underappreciated by children. My kids, oh my gosh. The beep beep truck, that's what Jack called it as a kid. The
really?
Beep beep. Because it does the boop, you know. Oh man, the beep beep truck. And it was like, if I was home and the beep beep truck was anywhere near us, yeah. We were outside watching that
same
thing
with Johnny.
Grab like, every boom. Single trash receptacle.
He hears it come around and he goes, truck! Truck,
oh, man.
And he runs to the sliding glass door.
It's awesome. When my kids were little, we'd go outside, and then the claw, they would have the claw come down,
oh, yeah.
And they'd pick one of my kids up.
Stop
then,
it like, right
clown.
Now.
Drop him inside.
That is not,
was it Caleb?
That
yes.
is not
Gosh,
real.
He deserved it.
He had so much fun.
It's great. Not real. A new study found people who take a lot of selfies and share them become happier. Mainly because of the instant gratification you get when people post positive responses. Steve-O said he woke to a positive response and compliment from Dex's mom
this morning. Shout out to Betty.
Made you feel
just
real
love
special,
her.
Didn't it?
She did. She said that my haircut looks good, that it makes me look cute. Thanks, Mom.
Love you, Mom. I'm going to send her a text right now.
Do it. Tell her how much I love her. You want to answer that phone?
Answer that
Is this
phone.
My
hello?
Mom, hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Christian.
Hey. How's it going?
Good.
It's going,
hey,
man.
Christian.
How are you?
Great. Hey, I want to hear Pacific Goals on Step 3.
That's weird.
You sound so happy.
I
right
know.
Now.
How's your day, man?
Great.
Good. What are you doing today?
Just sleeping.
Just sleeping.
Just hanging out, sleeping. That's good.
No big plans for the Thursday?
Maybe. Okay. Teen Adventure, Teen Digimon movie.
and try.
Okay, new Digimon movie. I'm more of the Pokey in the Mon universe, so I don't know about the Digi.
That's fine. Hey, this is the Goldine Step Free.
You sure can, man. We're going to tell Daniel to make sure that he plays that for you tomorrow at 12:03.
Actually, they moved it to 4.
They moved it to like 4 p.m., so we're going to do it then. I'll talk to the program director because I don't know when the programs are.
And as sure as the sun, too?
By Ellie Holcomb.
We'll see what we can do, buddy, okay?
Heck yeah, man.
The two songs.
Absolutely.
Step Free and Ellie Holcomb, as sure as the sun.
Totes, man.
We love you, Christian.
Love you, Christian. Enjoy that Digimon movie.
See you, man.
Yeah, hope to do it.
All right.
Bye, buddy. See ya.
Later, buddy.
Steve-O.
What?
Here's what you say. You say, we'll see what we can do.
No,
you don't
come
say
on.
You will play it for us.
No, as sure as the sun, I will play that song.
You better talk to Daniel about that.
Yeah, watch this. Hey, Daniel.
Hey.
Gonna need you to play some Pacific Gold and Ellie Holcomb for Christian on Friday. 4:03, he's counting on it.
All right, all right. Mm-hmm.
There you go, man. I did it.
All right.
I did it. Adulting.
Just don't want Christian to be let down. That's
well, all. If he's let down, Christian, you heard me. I relayed your information to Daniel. He gave me a thumbs up, which obviously means I'm going to do it. So if it doesn't happen, Daniel. His email address is daniel.snarfinglingen. Sorry.
What is a snarfinglingen?
Mini stroke.
Right, stroke.
Mini stroke.
Stop it. Daniel Radcliffe says he's never going to close the door on playing The Chosen One. Harry Potter, the boy who lived again.
That's good news, right?
Yes, it is. Speaking to the Hollywood Reporter at the Deauville Film Festival.
It's Deauville.
Here, let's practice. Ready?
Deauville.
Oh my God. We need to call Alvin.
And
we'll see what he says.
No.
That guy over there. Peasant status. Radcliffe said, I'm never going to close the door. That would be a stupid thing to do. You know what this shows me? He's smart. He's a smart kid. Maybe he's got a little magic in that scar after all.
I don't know. Do we really need more of him as Harry Potter?
Absolutely.
I love the idea of it being set in the world,
not
necessarily.
Let me tell you the greatest idea that I have read on the internet in the past 3 weeks.
It's going to be episode 9 in 20 years.
What they should do is they should take each Harry Potter book and make a season on Netflix.
Ooh.
Recast the entire thing.
Yes.
That's what they should do. Recast the entire
thing. Yeah, start over. Make it a series.
Think of how...
With like different kids or like...
Yes.
Okay.
But I mean... Peeves. We could finally get Peeves in a movie. Do you remember the Poltergeist? That was a huge character in the books that was nowhere in the movies?
Yeah.
There's so much more that
could do. So you'd want them to redo it?
Yes.
Like reboot and
do
Harry Potter?
Yeah, they could do each book as a season on Netflix. That would be so legit.
I would like... Neville was one of my absolute favorite characters in the books, and he didn't really get his day.
He didn't.
He was one of the best parts of the books.
His transition from awkward weirdo to hero was really bumbled in the movies.
And
it was like, wait, that's Neville?
There were a few
parts
in the books that made me like... weep, and his parents, his parents' story was one that made me, cry.
There's just so much. Think about that, guys.
Yeah.
That would be so legit.
Woo!
Do it for the Chronicles.
Woo!
The Chronicles.
Harry Chronicles.
It's the Chronicles, Narnia? It would be legit. I'm just saying. Throwing it out there. Random facts for Thursday. Let's get after it. Broccoli has almost twice as much magic, vitamin C, as oranges.
What? Okay.
They do. That's so true.
Broccoli?
Broccoli.
Yeah. But like raw? Like broccoli?
I'm sure broccoli has
I just came up with something.
Broccoli.
No, it's broccoli. Because it's like when you eat it raw and it tastes like a tree.
Broccoli.
I actually, when I was a kid, hated that. Thought it was disgusting. It was like, I'm eating a tree.
Yeah.
And now as an adult... Do I have adult taste buds?
You have adult taste buds.
At parties, you know, those little trays?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, here's the ranch. I go for the broccoli, yo.
Yeah, man. That's good. Vitamin C all day, every day.
I'm trying to get Colleen to come be on the air.
Oh, that's
she won't do it, huh?
You're really cool. Yeah.
She refuses. She's so embarrassed. Astronauts can do one thing from space that we've probably never thought about, but they can totally do it.
Pee upside down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dex?
Wait, you said that we've never thought about it. Never mind. My bad. Yeah. Thought about that
one. Astronauts can do this one thing from space that we've probably never thought about, but they totally can.
Play ping pong.
Ready for this?
Wait.
Okay, yeah, guess again, because...
Yeah, no, you know what? Just go.
No.
I'll think of something else. I want to air this entire...
Skin a goat.
Please turn that
You right. cannot skin a goat. Okay, just... Yeah, just go.
Comb their hair.
I'll give you a clue. It's via computer.
Log on to Facebook.
A computer that sends an encrypted message to a county clerk where they live.
A county clerk. Oh, get married.
No.
Get divorced.
Probably.
Because they're away from
no. Well, because you're in space, you know? Like, that's
if you're in space, are you even married anymore?
Talk about a
you're not
long
even on the
distance
planet.
Relationship.
It's true.
It's not even like, oh, different zip code, different rules. It's like, you're on a different planet.
Yeah, you're in a different sphere of existence.
Yeah.
Pay your bills.
No, that's close, though.
Oh, wait.
An astronaut
in your Texas
can vote from space.
No way!
Totally. And it's not by absentee ballot.
Wait.
They get on a computer and it sends an encrypted message to the county clerk.
But, like, can they vote for everybody since they're in space and they're like, I see the whole world and voting for the president of the Philippines?
No, you vote according to country.
Why?
Because
you have no country.
You have to be a resident.
You're a Martian to where they permanently.
Huck Nelson, live like you're loved. Star 88.
You do it.
I do every day, man. Every day. Good morning. Time to wake up. Okay,
whoa!
Shut it off. Shut it off.
Oh, dude, this is me every morning.
Oh, man. You
this
know,
new feature on the phone, and I didn't know where the sleep button was today or the snooze button. Ugh.
All these new fall shows are kicking off.
Yeah.
Kicking off next week?
Ooh,
this weekend?
Goldbergs. Dude, Tuesday. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Ghost Rider.
Yeah. You know what show I'm excited about?
What?
Next week on Fox.
Oh, I'm getting out of bed. I'm up.
So you think you can get out of bed next week on Fox?
One of my favorite shows.
That's so stupid.
Stupidest thing.
Dex, why do you like so much stupid
stuff?
Have you guys seen it?
Yes.
No. Then don't dog it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're an idiot, and I love
hey,
you.
I'm the idiot.
No, gosh. I'm the idiot.
No, I am.
I am.
Guys, no, it's, hey, you can both be the idiot.
You are. Traffic. Okay, guys, that accident on 40 East at 12th Street, it's become quite the mess this morning, and the road is backed up all the way to, good grief, 98th. It's stacked, and it's down to like 15 miles an hour, so if 40 East is included in your morning commute and you're hopping on off of Hunter or Coors, it's going to be a while. There's also an accident reported earlier at 98th and I-40 East off to the left. Let's see, we've got an accident, Montgomery Boulevard East at Eubank involving a bus. Also an accident at Paseo in Wyoming. The left lane is blocked. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Will you get Bill Peterson on the phone, please?
Yeah.
Oh, is it time?
By the way, while I am dialing that number, we've had a couple inquiries on the live line. If you are interested in being a Morning Invasion sponsor, studio at star88.fm. That is the email address, and I will take it from there. But thanks to everybody who's already chimed in going, oh, you guys do like money. We would love to sponsor your show.
Y'all need money.
So we could definitely use your support. We're a listener-supported, non-commercial station. And again, shout out to Bear Canyon. Excited about that.
So yesterday,
we dabbled
talking about this.
Does that mean I can use this time to use the restroom?
No. Bill Peterson knows all about this.
Deplorables Anonymous.
Oh, Deplorables Anonymous.
Bill Peterson.
There he is, out of the gate.
Yep. What are you doing, sir?
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Doing great. Thanks for that invite to your house last weekend. Anyways,
oh my gosh,
Illuminati! Let's talk about it.
No,
right
no, wait. What? Bill, next time we have a barbecue, we have to invite Dex and his family because we have heard about this every day since Monday.
I'm good. I don't want to be invited.
Please, can we just remember?
Hey, I'm just going to have keys made for you guys, and you'll get a pass to get through the gate and all the high-level security.
Perfect.
And,
favorite backyard in New Mexico.
You know,
so
you can just come over anytime.
Okay.
Yeah, but I want to know when everybody's going to be there.
We're all going to be
there. I'm putting out a donation bucket.
Okay, that's cool. I'm down with that.
I'll bring over canned goods.
No, it doesn't.
Non-perishable food items.
No, that's also not a thing.
All right, so Bill, yesterday we were talking about Illuminati. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And I actually, I'm gonna say this right now. I saw this on your Facebook page. I clicked on the link, thanks for the topic, Bill. On the link that you posted, and then I went deep into Illuminati. I mean, I got deep into that thing. So, apparently, there's a... well, we don't know for sure.
A body double
of Hillary Clinton. Talk to us about this.
Well, okay, first off, you guys know I'm biased, right?
Yes.
You're what?
Yes, we do.
You never know that based on my post.
Yes. Sure. Bill, that's how I became
a skeptic of our government back when I was the ripe old age of 13 when I saw my President Nixon wave goodbye to his staff on the White House lawn and fly off into the sky. And so I've been a skeptic ever since the beginning, so I don't have a lot of trust for what anything the DNC says.
Gotcha.
So first off, we all know that there are body doubles. Okay, if you're in political office, Saddam Hussein, he had like a whole team of them. He had like 6 body doubles.
Sure.
After they captured him, they discovered all his doubles, blah, blah, blah. We know that they're real. Even Hollywood celebrities have them. And Trump probably has a couple. I guarantee you they're not getting any FaceTime because, you know, it's Trump. But the thing is that the body double thing is pretty much a given for political office.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I
can totally get down with that.
So the real issue, okay, this is my beef, is that why are we getting story after story? I mean, we already distrust our government. Why compound it with more lies? Just come clean on what's going on with Hillary's health. I mean, I'm not... I care that Hillary's health, you know, I don't want to see that woman suffer.
Yeah.
But just come clean with us. First, it was the heat. Second, it was pneumonia. You know, what's it going to be next?
So,
we've gotten so used to being lied to that it's not even... We don't even react to it anymore.
So you're saying, Bill, that you think that her health is in bad shape. It's worse than pneumonia or that she didn't eat or drink enough, you know, that day. You think it's...
Well, there's plenty of links out there that go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've seen all kinds of footage of, you know, of these neurological doctors saying there's something greater going on with Hillary. You know, tremors and... but... You know, again, I can't validate any of that. I'm just saying that there's got to be more to this because why would she go out and shake hands with a little girl if she's got pneumonia? You're contagious.
Yeah.
Okay? For 3 days leading into this, she went out into the public. She was kissing other senators. They have footage of it. There are all kinds of things. You've got pneumonia. You should be confined. You should be in a bed resting. You don't go out in public. So I don't even buy the pneumonia story.
Although we were at a meeting yesterday and there was somebody there that had pneumonia and they were at work.
It's true.
Well, that person should be grounded.
Yeah, well, I kind of thought the same thing, but she was there and she was happy, but she was coughing up a storm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. We do know that they use body doubles. I mean, that's just all part of the magic of high-level security.
Sure.
You know, you do the bait and switch. You do use decoys. It's you have to do that for, you know, elected officials.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that woman did not look like Hillary, in my opinion. She was much, 20, 30 pounds slimmer?
Yeah.
She was, you know,
I mean, she's got pneumonia. Maybe she just lost a lot of weight. 20 pounds isn't a lot to lose in 2 hours when you have pneumonia. I'm just saying, guys.
Well, you know, crazy. That's the question is, you know, what kind of liposuction are they doing? I mean.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Y'all sound nutty.
Really?
Well,
you sound nutty?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill just confirmed that there's body doubles with these other presidential candidates.
Yeah, Bono has a body double. It's because when you're that famous, you want to get through security quickly.
Kale,
you
got to
throw people
double.
Off the trail.
My body
you
double
guys,
name is Brad
you guys
Pitt.
Need body doubles.
I've got one. It's Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Looks just like hot bods everywhere, man.
You guys are nuts.
All right, here's the next thing. That's who are your body doubles? Who are your celeb body doubles?
Colin Farrell.
No, I think we should let the listeners decide.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We've already been down that rabbit hole, okay? And I didn't like it.
He didn't like it. He did not like it one bit, Joe Rogan.
Yeah, well, Joe Rogan's okay. But anyways.
That's who I would say, Joe Rogan.
It's very fascinating to hear, you know, about this body double thing with Hillary Clinton. It really is.
Well, you know, just the thing is when she's in public, she is absolutely surrounded by Secret Service. I mean, they're like within, you know, arm's reach around her. And this woman walked out into the street, and where's Secret Service? There was no Secret Service. They were like half a block away.
Yeah.
It doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up. I get it, man. I totally get it.
So,
well, thank you for talking to us about this. It was very fascinating. Send me some more links on some of these conspiracies so we can have some more segments, okay?
Oh, you want rabbit holes.
I want rabbit holes. Send me rabbit holes, Bill.
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm good on rabbit holes, but I love you, buddy.
Just real quick.
Love you guys.
Bye, Bill.
What?
No, never mind.
Send me that key, Bill.
What?
I was going to ask you if you caught the pneumonia I had the other day.
Why? Because we were kissing?
Yes. You've got it. Good luck.
My throat does hurt, so just...
No, I'm dying. I'm dying now.
Bye, all Bill. Right, there we go.
Bye, Bill. Okay. Have a good day, Bill.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Conspiracy theories with Bill Peterson.
Can we get back to adulting, please? Because conspiracy theories are not adult things.
I can't wait for those rabbit hole links. There's some good stuff out there, fellas.
Oh, man. I used to have this crazy friend. His name was Matthew Lott. And he listened to a podcast overnight called Coast to Coast.
What do you mean
and
used to?
He would tell me all about the, like, mole people inside the Earth and then...
Hollow
like,
Earth.
The alien people that we come from. The
Anunnaki.
Yes.
Funny fact about Dex Toth. I used to run that show in San Diego.
Give me a high five.
Isn't that weird?
So good.
Small world.
Yeah, when I moved to San Diego, I worked the overnight shift at KOGO, Kogo AM, and they had Coast to Coast on at night, and I would sit there and just, I was just glued. It was actually the coolest shift, because I would just hang out and run the board for Coast to Coast.
Yeah. It's no wonder you're a nut.
Well, sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
No. There's truth behind a lot of things, Steve-O.
Yeah, and we have to remember, guys, that not all pneumonia is contagious. That is important. Just throwing that out there. Also, I saw the pictures of the supposed body double, and they both look exactly the same.
Well, yeah, it's a double. That's what they do.
It's a double.
No, I agree. It looks like Hillary.
I don't understand.
But the real body double, because there is a Hillary Clinton lookalike. There is. And she does look just like Hillary Clinton.
You guys are way
okay,
off
well,
base.
Here's the deal.
Everybody knows that the real body doubles are cyborgs.
Okay.
And that's how they look exactly the same.
It is 2016, and sadly, it is only September 15th. So we are not going to be done with the craziness that is this election until past November. Because right now, we're in the thick of it, and our candidates are Trump and Hillary Clinton. So... you know they're both pulling out the crazy stops.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course there's a health scare. Of course there's body doubles. Of course Trump is a racist. Of course he hates everyone. Of course, like both sides, they're just like, what else can we pull
back
out?
And forth.
Yeah. What else
Hillary's
can we
pull out? Hillary's out to destroy the world.
Yeah. Trump's kids killed a triceratops.
Yeah.
Can I play Thunder? Can I play Thunder Cough again?
Please.
That's my favorite.
When we were trying to figure out... where we could be, we all said, let's go to Cleveland.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
And I want to thank Congresswoman Marsha Fudge for hosting us.
Do you think that Congresswoman Fudge is related to
Cornelius Fudge?
Yeah, the Minister of Magic. Do you think so?
Boy.
Scary. Wow.
Come on.
She loves her some AC/DC.
Gosh,
I hate that you love this so much.
Excuse me.
There you go.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Woo.
I love it.
Thundercuff.
Thundercuff is on the loose. Thundercat on the loose.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
Oh, goodness, guys. Goodness gracious. Gotta tell you about something pretty cool. 22-year-old woman named Marella. Marella Medina.
Really thought you were going to say Marella Gorella.
Marella Gorella was getting home from the gym Monday night near Dallas. Saw some smoke and flames down the street. So she ran toward them while she called 911. Well, it turned out someone's shed went up and the fire was spreading to the house. Then she saw a woman standing outside with three kids. But her 7-year-old son was still inside.
Whoa.
Marella Gorella told 911 what was happening.
Her name's Marella Gorella?
Her name is Marella Gorella. But the dispatcher told her, do not go in. I repeat, do not go in to the burning building.
Don't do it.
What are you going to do, guys?
Down that.
You're on the phone with 911, and they're saying, hey, no. You don't go inside. What do you think she did?
She went inside.
After like a moment of smoke, you just see like the orange flames above the treetops, like way above. And I was just like, that doesn't look normal in any way. It was pretty scary at first that there's a kid inside. That's honestly the only thing that goes through your head.
Come on, there's a fire. I swear. Don't go inside. Just tell everybody to get outside.
And you could just hear, I feel bad, you hear the 911 lady saying, nobody go inside, as I'm running into the house, up the stairs, and I just kind of put the phone down in my pocket, and I just didn't even think about it after that point.
Come on, Mino, there's a fire. Come on. I need to hurry, baby. I'm coming. Come on, baby. Hurry, come on. Hurry.
The main priority is getting someone out. I mean, you don't have to know somebody to want to help them.
Marella Gorella did not listen to the 911 operator. She ran straight into the fire. Grabbed the 7-year-old son. Ran out.
Okay. And that's legit.
Yeah. When she ran in the house, she went upstairs, found the kid in his bedroom, and then got him out in time. She says she'd never even met the family before, but just because you don't know a neighbor doesn't mean you don't want to help.
We've got another clip right here from Marella Gorella. See what she has to say.
This
is different.
There she is.
That's not. Is she for sale?
That's
not. Saying she's for sale. That's
not Marella.
That's illegal.
It's not the same one.
It says Marella Gorella right there.
Here's the other thing. She never actually hung up with 911. She just put the phone in her pocket, so there's audio of her finding the kid and saving him, which
All
we
right,
just heard.
I'm going to save her. You guys listen.
And the fire department put the fire out before the whole house went up, so they'll be able to rebuild. And it's just amazing, man. It's amazing.
And that is why you never listen to authority.
No, that's not true. That's not true at all.
What was the purpose of that?
Here's the thing with this situation, guys. Marella Gorella is a hero. She's a hero.
What's her real name?
Heroes, they don't focus on the surroundings.
They don't.
You know, when you're a superhero, you have one mission, and that's to what?
Barrel into the heart of danger and save whoever you can.
Boom.
Nailed it. That's exactly right, Teo.
It's to watch out for the little guy, as my boy Tom Holland, as Peter Parker, would say.
That's exactly right. That's what you do when you're a hero. You put yourself aside and you say, you know what? This isn't about me. This is about saving someone else's life.
Yeah.
Sure, the 911 operator probably has to say that.
I'm going to need some Enrique Iglesias in the background at this point. I feel like we've already missed it by like 10 seconds.
Bailamos! Let the rhythm take control of Bailamos!
Wrong song. I was thinking...
Let the rhythm take control of Bailamos!
I was thinking maybe...
Rhythm is gonna get you.
No.
Rhythm is gonna get you. Rhythm is gonna get you. Living la vida loca.
No.
Living la vida loca. Living la vida loca.
Wait, that's not the right one.
Bailamos.
Gosh.
Why didn't you talk? We were singing the music.
Yeah, it's just I was thinking since we were talking about heroes, we could do it.
We could be heroes.
That's actually
just me. Bing, bing, ding, dong, dong, bing. We could be heroes. My hero, watch him as he go.
Still missing it.
That's good. That's good.
Have you guys ever heard Peter Gabriel's cover of Heroes?
What?
What?
Oh, my God.
Like the
Enrique Iglesias song?
I just blew your mind.
I couldn't be hero, baby.
I hate you,
Peter
both.
Gabriel covered that?
I can I'm be leaving. Your hero now.
Leaving the studio right now.
Inconceivable.
Because, you know, that was actually a Bowie track that the Wallflowers covered.
Tori Bowie? She's a great runner.
Oh, my gosh.
Fantastic runner. From the heart of Mississippi.
From the heart of Mississippi.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's right. Guys,
Lord,
always listen to authority.
You
should be wise.
Always.
You should be wise.
Always.
You should be wise. But you know what?
Just wisdom.
There's no way that
these idiots.
You could stop me. If I knew there was a child in a burning building, I'd be running
in. Right now. He sent me an email. It says, tell him to shut up.
Bailama!
Let the rhythm take you over, Bailama!
There you go, guys. There's your good news for today. You see a burning building, you run straight into it.
Get in there. Barrel into the heart of danger.
That is not what you do. They're being comical. Do not run into a burning building. Oh, gosh. I mean, unless you're a firefighter and you're on the scene. That's like your job.
Shout out to all the firefighters. That's really why. I wanted to do this story because I wanted to do a shout out
to
the firefighters.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Wow. Dude, somebody that would be... Pool boy actually said, then my coworker and myself are heroes. We pulled a lady and a baby out of a burning car.
Good job.
No way.
Fellas.
Yeah, that was real. I remember that.
Hmm. That's really cool, man.
I was the baby.
You were the baby?
He saved my life.
Hmm.
Somebody else chimed in and said, conspiracy theories with Bill Peterson should be a new monthly segment. Please make it happen.
A monthly?
Can we regulate that to once an election cycle?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be any conspiracy theory. You guys have not talked about the little molar people.
Okay.
The little people.
The who?
They
live in the
ground. Because he is talking about something close to my heart. It's the hollow earth.
Yeah, those people.
It's a theory. I would say it is an actual account. Liken to that of...
Okay, the Wallflowers were covering David Bowie, people. That's not an original from the Wallflowers. Mm.
Man, that Wallflower song is so good.
Came from inside the earth to cover some of the greatest songs in history.
Alright, when we come back, which towns in each state have the weirdest names? And we'll do some headlines, and we'll get out of here. Good morning, Starmy. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Stilo, and Tao.
And we're back! Hey!
What's going on in the news today?
Hillary Clinton's personal physician, Dr. Lisa Bardack, characterized the Democratic nominee's physical health as normal and her mental health as excellent. Clinton's blood pressure, cholesterol, metabolic rate, all in an acceptable range.
Donald Trump releasing a summary of his latest physical during a taping of the Dr. Oz show.
Melania now has a letter from an immigration attorney to dispute reports that she'd worked illegally as a model in the U.S. in 1995.
Uber's new self-driving cars make their debut in Pittsburgh.
The Obama administration administration is pushing ahead with plans to admit thousands more refugees from around the world starting this October. That would reflect a nearly 30% increase from the number of people granted entry in the previous year.
Tropical storm Julia, now centered about 35 miles east of Savannah, with maximum sustained winds 40 miles per hour. Forecasters say slight strengthening is possible over the next 48 hours as it moves slowly along the southeast coast.
.9 36 on a Conspiracy Thursday. Good morning.
High today of 82 degrees, unless climate change takes over. That's also a conspiracy theory. Climate change can't be real.
There's an accident. Left lane's blocked. There's an officer on the scene. Traffic is still backed up. Wyoming Boulevard at Paseo del Norte. Watch out for that, guys. Also, far on the west side, I-40 East at 98th. Still some mess with that accident over there. Looks like they're still cleaning it up. Got your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Oh, Monday. Join us at Rebel Donuts, Wyoming Manal, and we'll have donuts and coffee when you donate to Make-A-Wish. 100% goes to Make-A-Wish, New Mexico. And we're going to be there from 7 to 10 on Monday morning. Doing the morning show. Dave and Buster's there. Mm-hmm.
I got some conspiracy theory stuff for you guys.
More?
I got some more stuff, man. You know, we are on the education band, 88.3 FM. Because we gave time to the Illuminati, it would only be fair to talk about her counterpart, Donald Joseph Franklin Jefferson Trump.
Really, his middle names?
Yep. Lots of them. Donald Trump has provided a letter to the Washington Post that summarizes his latest health scare. Took a physical exam. The results are in, and it's unbelievable.
What do you say?
Well, while everybody's focusing on the body double and on pneumonia of Hillary, people are overlooking something that you may not notice.
What's
about
that?
Donald Trump.
What?
Talk to me.
Donald Trump is overweight. He's a fatty. He's a Tubbins. He is a... I don't have any other words because I can't say my words better. I try to be better about that. I don't like saying negative things about fatty. I have a friend who's very overweight, and he has reminded me that it's not cool because some people can't help it.
Wait.
I'm trying, Dex.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
Steve-O, you just called him fat.
No, I did not. I said I'm trying. I'm doing better.
He does Dex. This to me all the time.
I'm sorry, buddy.
But when people see you, they go, Dex, come on. You look great. So really, I'm setting you up for future successes. Because then people will think I'm a jerk, and then they see you in real life and realize that you're not tubby at all. That
you actually sabotaged my workout the other day. That's right, he did.
I didn't sabotage it. If anything, you're looking trim. Nah. And like, here's the thing, man. You have meat on your bones. I don't. So when you like, you're getting like cut and you look like a superhero. I still look like Tim Drake Robin as a 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'd switch bodies with you in a second.
I would say you look more like a Tim Drake Robin as a 40-year-old.
Thanks, man.
I'd switch bodies as long as I could keep my face.
Okay.
What?
Donald Trump truly did provide to the Washington Post a letter that summarizes his latest physical exam. He takes a cholesterol-lowering drug and is overweight. But overall is in excellent physical health.
Aren't we all? Well, not all. Sorry, I should rephrase that. Aren't most of us in America overweight? I mean, that's just what it is. When I went and did the whole, like, you know, to see if you're overweight or you're actually, they don't call you fat, they call you
obese.
Obese, thank you. It's crazy when you look at the graph.
Yeah.
For me, a guy my height should weigh
1,000 pounds.
175 pounds.
I knew it. Nailed it.
That's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like my goal. Like, if I could ever weigh that, I would lose my mind. The most I've ever weighed is
135.
Close. Trying to get there, man.
I don't know. I want a scale. I bet you're about 137.
Oh, we need a scale.
Let's get a scale. We should get a scale in studio.
I have not even weighed myself since we started this challenge.
We could even have a business sponsor the scale in studio.
I don't weigh myself.
This weight measurement brought to you by... Cheetos.
Cheetos?
Yeah. It'd be hilarious. Yeah. We had something like that. Jell-O pudding pops. Do they still make those? Are those real? Do
you remember this when you were brought to you by lard. Eat it raw.
Oh, man. Yeah. I guess overall described as having excellent physical health. However, he takes a lipid-lowering agent, rusavastatin.
What?
And a low-dose aspirin. He does not use tobacco products or alcohol.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I don't know. He I guess, was on Dr. Oz, because that guy's a real doctor. They had a broadcast talking about his health and all that stuff.
That's cool.
I don't know.
Did you guys hear the pastor shut down Trump?
Yes, I did read that.
What pastor?
This pastor.
Hillary failed on the economy. Just like she's failed on foreign policy. Everything she touched didn't work out. Nothing. Now Hillary Clinton.
Mr. Trump, I invited you here to thank us for what we've done.
Okay.
Not to give a political speech.
Okay, that's good. And I'm going to go back on the front. Okay. Okay. Flint's pain is a result of so many.
Yeah, he was at a church service and he just started going off on Hillary Clinton and the pastor was like, nuh-uh.
Wow.
Not in my church.
Well, I mean, never mind.
Yep, just be quiet. Just be quiet. There you go. There's your Conspiracy Thursday. Conspiracy Thursdays, guys.
Conspiracy Thursday.
Brought to you by Cream Corn.
That was the Reverend Faith Green Timmons of Bethel United Methodist Church.
Why Cream Corn?
By the way.
I love Cream Corn.
If you guys are wondering.
It's not bad. That's good. It's pretty good.
Brought to you by Orville's Cream Corn. Brought to you by Orville Redenbacher.
You just want popcorn, you weirdo. You just want to eat.
I know. All right. Which towns in each state have the weirdest names? These are pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to share
We've been avoiding this all week.
Great.
We got to get there.
These are so funny. All right. If you travel a lot, then you've probably traveled through a town or a city, and the name just makes you giggle a little bit. How about Frankenstein, Missouri?
Now that's funny.
How about Smart, Tennessee with two T's? Smart with two T's.
I told y'all uncle was real smart.
You been to Smart, Tennessee?
I know I'm smart every day.
How about Scratch Ankle, Alabama?
That is a great place to live.
How about Ding Dong, Texas?
That's real?
Yeah.
Is that where Hostess is from or something? I'm being serious. Which, by the way, never mind. I can't get into that. Mm-hmm. Just frustrated. Because back in the day when we were kids, the Ding Dong came in like a foil wrapping. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. And now it's like packaged differently and it tastes different and it's like faker.
I don't eat them.
If that's possible.
Dear Ding Dong. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning,
it's Frank from Massachusetts. How y'all doing?
Yeah!
Hello, Frank.
Good, man. How you doing?
From Frankenstein.
Can we call you Frank?
I need your help. Say that again?
Can we call you Frank?
Let's do that.
Thank you, Frank.
Hey, I need your help. You know, I did some little bit of adulting last night, and I was inspired by y'all's story yesterday.
Oh, okay.
You know, and this is all y'all doing, okay?
Oh, no.
So I told my girlfriend in 6 years that she owed me $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because y'all said that, you know, I can ask for my money back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Well,
that's true.
Listen, yeah. Frank, I think what you need to do is go back and apologize.
No. I mean, well, here's the deal.
We'll see if you can get the money first.
Here, what? No. Apparently, you guys have been dating for 6 years, so I feel like it's been a successful courtship.
Put
so
a ring on it, Joker.
You can't ask for your money back when you've been dating somebody that long. It was a first date,
and
it didn't work out in the first date, so the guy asked for the money back. After 6 years.
Told me that yesterday.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry,
since
man.
Since we gave you that wonderful advice, I get 10%.
Okay. Nope.
Yeah, I don't know what she said. I kind of blacked out after she hit me with the iron. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Good
well,
times.
Frank, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, don't keep irons in your house.
And never listen to us.
Yeah, ever.
Okay.
Ever listen to us. All right. So.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, man.
Goodbye.
Go. All right, guys. Take care.
All right, later.
Well, thank you for listening.
Hey, I got to tell you, I've been researching this pastor that shut Trump down yesterday. At her church, mm-hmm. She also shut down protesters of Trump.
So she actually, like, put her money where her mouth is because she said, hey, this church accepts everybody. We're not here to condemn anybody. We're here to accept everyone, and I have accepted you here to talk about this crisis in Flint, Michigan. So please, if you could speak that way. And multiple protesters stepped in to try and attack Trump, and she shut them down and said, this is my church, and you will respect him or leave.
Wow.
So she was like, man, that girl...
Woo! Don't mess with that girl.
You don't mess with her. He like shut down right away and was like, yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that, Steve and Frank, for interrupting our list. You
know, the live line has Flint, Michigan, text I'd like to highlight. It says, quotations, pastor.
Okay. Thank you, Teo, for interrupting our list.
How about Boring Oregon?
Oh, dude.
That's not on the list. That's a good one.
Bug Scuffle, Texas.
Man, that's not on there.
Bug Scuffle's a great.
That's really good.
Yeah.
How about Worms, South Dakota?
Man. Worms?
I got worms.
I got.
That's what we're gonna call it. I got worms.
Excuse me.
How about
worm store?
How about Big Bottom, Washington?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Makes the rock and roll go round.
Beer Bottle Crossing, Idaho.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Beer Bottle Crossing.
That's where Daniel's from.
That's where he's from.
Yeah, Beer Bottle Crossing.
How about this? Satan's Kingdom, Massachusetts.
I believe that's right outside of Salem.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that real? These are real.
And the number one, where's my drum roll? Hold on.
Santa Rosa, New Mexico.
That's not it. The number one weirdest name. Booger Hole, West Virginia.
Amen, amen.
Booger Hole.
Y'all been out there to Booger Hole yet? That's great. They got a community co-op I love to visit while I'm out there. Take the whole family for a brief excursion. It's a lot of fun. We'll go over there to the swimming hole. It's the Booger Hole swimming hole. Get in there. It's like a hot spring. It's real
Do they
nice.
Really talk like that in West Virginia?
Booger Hole.
Yes, they do.
Do they really?
Yeah.
I've never been to West Virginia.
I know you ain't, because if you had been, you wouldn't come back. Why don't you come over here, West Virginia, and show you what we do to boys like you.
Oh, man.
Terrifying. Booger That's Hole. Good. West Virginia, don't go.
There it is. Top 10 list of the weirdest names. My favorite? Ding Dong, Texas. Because I love Ding Dongs.
And now,
a list of the strangest names in Mississippi.
Ooh.
Strangest town names. Drum roll, please.
This. Okay. Hold on. Let me find it.
Why not Mississippi?
Why not
it's
Mississippi?
It's one word. Why not?
Hey, let's go to why not Mississippi? Why not?
You used to pass this one all the time. Number 11. Egypt, Mississippi.
Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
These are all in Mississippi.
Number 10. Money, Mississippi. Because when you don't have any, it's just fun to pretend like you do.
Oh.
Number 9. Sanatorium, Mississippi.
Huh.
Number 8. Christmas, Mississippi.
Nah, there's not a Christmas, Mississippi.
Number 7, Gin, Mississippi. Gin, Mississippi.
Okay.
Number 6, Alligator, Mississippi.
They got gators there?
Mm-hmm. Number 5, Chunky.
Mississippi.
Which is named after the state activity, which is getting fat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The obesity rate is what, 50th, isn't it?
The obesity rate is like 1,000,000,000%.
Yeah.
Number 4, Chicken Bone, Mississippi. Number 3, Possum Neck, Mississippi.
Beautiful there.
Beautiful, beautiful. Number 2, Hot Coffee, Mississippi.
And there's some weird names in Mississippi.
Beautiful name. And number 1, Bear Town. You do it again. Number 1.
Hold on.
Okay, and number 1. Strangest name in Mississippi. Bear Town, Mississippi.
Love it.
It's a good place if you're a bear.
Mm-hmm.
And now back to the news. Intro, please. It's not a lot to ask.
Oh my gosh!
Thank you.
I gotta go. I gotta change.
I would thank you, but I can't hear anything.
Sorry, guys.
That was so loud. I can't.
My bad.
Woo!
The first diet soda to use aspartame as a sweetener was Diet Squirt in 1983.
I do love
just some quality aspartame.
Yeah.
Ugh, that tastes like cancer, right? That's the one that tastes like cancer?
Yep.
Well, okay. That's because it'll give it to you.
Square dancing is the official state dance for 24 of the 29 states that actually have an official dance.
Hmm.
Interesting. There's a restaurant opening inside of a Walmart in Texas called State Fair Treats, which sells stuff like funnel cake fries, deep fried bacon hash browns, and cookie fries.
Hey-o!
Thank you, Zoe Deschanel.
Cookie fries?
Yes, cookie fries.
What is that?
I would say that it's probably a cookie shaped like a french fry.
Gosh.
That's fried. Someone broke into a house in Houston on Monday, left a list of all the stuff that they had stolen. But the handwriting was pretty bad, so the cops think it was a kid. What a thief.
Really?
Yes. The bad spelling bandit, they called him. A guy near Pittsburgh fell asleep while he was making french fries Monday night. He burned his entire apartment building down. Oof. That's right. Everyone's okay, though. Very lucky. And a 19-year-old woman racked up $40,000 in medical bills last year after she got sick from eating Chipotle.
Ooh.
And as a part of her settlement, she asked for coupons to get more Chipotle.
Yeah. That's good, right?
No. Well, they've gotten rid of it. I think all the sickness.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve-o.
They're trying real hard to be not the sickly place.
Sickly place that they used to be. For the fifth year in a row, Sofia Vergara from Modern Family tops the annual Forbes list for the highest paid TV actress. She made an estimated $43 million over the past year.
Wow.
Kaylee Cuoco.
Yeah, from
Big Bang Theory, yep, is second with $24.5 million.
Wow.
Man, that's a lot. We've got a clip here. Justin Clemens talks about seeing a Subway employee using a bug zapper behind the counter
of a Subway.
I think the power of social media has really taken over. I mean, like I said, I had no idea that this would grow to where it was. Everything was pretty much normal. You know, I mean, you go order your food and go and sit down. And it was at that point where my back was turned, you know, to him. I started hearing a few different zaps and noises that just weren't normal. It was my 13-year-old son that ended up saying, you know, I'm pretty sure he's using one of those bug zappers.
Have you seen the tennis rackets that are bug zappers?
No, but that sounds incredible.
They're awesome. When we discovered them, we were on vacation in Montana last year, and yeah, it's shaped just like a tennis racket, and when you hold the button down, you swing it in the air and you can hear all the bugs hitting the racket. It's like, pah, pah,
pah, pah, man, that's pah, cool. Pah.
And then sometimes they'll get stuck in there and you can see them just getting zapped in there. It's incredible. It's fun. So imagine you go to Subway and you see the guy behind the counter waving the bug zapper wand and just
over the food, though?
Over the food.
Man, that's good. That's extra protein.
It is extra protein.
I love
it.
Gross, man.
Yeah, the Subway that was in Indiana had to shut down because of the employees zapping the bugs.
Can't do that, guys.
And I guess there is a video of the whole thing floating around on Facebook, so if you want to look it up.
Mm-hmm. They're a lot of fun, though. I can't promote that. Never mind.
Well, the guy had the place, or whoever, I guess the manager, had the place shut down the next day. The staff had to throw everything away, and they brought in a cleaning service to sanitize the entire place.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That is nutso. Magutso. And that's also the end of all of my news.
Mm. Bada bing, bada boom.
Good stuff, man.
Thank you, everyone.
Good stuff.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I see you out there. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Just a reminder, tomorrow morning, around 8 o'clock, UFC fighter John Dotson will be in studio.
In studio. I can't wait, man.
Today is Thursday, everyone. Tomorrow is Friday.
I love it. I love that.
Yeah, because I made the announcement, Buck and Dex are back.
Lame.
Who said that?
This Sunday. Me and my old job wife getting back together again for one night only, okay, from 3 to 6
p.m.
at the Elroy Theater.
With your ex.
And it's all to help.
Especially if you're in a committed relationship already. It's not okay.
Don't worry, Dex. I'm not committed to you.
It's called Healing Addicts Together, okay? And there's going to be UFC fighters out there, free autographs, and John Dotson will be one of them out there. And some music, and Buck and I are going to be hosting this event on Sunday. So we'll give you more information.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Mr. Dotson, who has a fight coming up here pretty quick, will be in on the show tomorrow.
It's going to be good. My kids are going to be losing their minds.
Sometimes I will just take John with me and have him perform magic tricks.
He's not, it's not that kind of magician.
He can take you into a different plane of existence all in one punch.
Okay. He lets me put a leash around him and everything. It's really
My gosh. Isolating this audio for tomorrow's interview.
What?
Can't wait for you to get punched by a UFC fighter.
Well, I've been punched by him. I've also been choked out by John Dodson.
Yeah, I've been swung around. He grabbed me by my legs and swung me around the octagon once.
He gave me a big hug and we became friends.
He's very strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very, very strong.
Mm-hmm. When he choked me out, his arms were like someone's legs crushing my neck.
That's good stuff.
It was awful.
All right, I'm going to provide a beat and we're going to go out on it. You guys ready?
Yeah. Are we supposed to sing?
You guys are so stupid.
I wasn't sure if we were supposed to sing or something. I was like, no, I was like waiting for you to like come in.
What happens when somebody? What happens when somebody provides you with a beat? What do you do?
Sing.
Thank you.
Steve-O's the one.
Play the thing.
Rap.
Steve-O's the one.
I give up.
Failed us all.
I give up.
Guys, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Morning Invasion.
Oh wow!
I'm Dex Toth.
I'm from Montana.
And I'm T.O.
Can we start
Well, no, I thought we were
when
all
when I point
like...
to you, that's when you go.
Oh,
all right?
Okay.
I go left or right. That's who talks next. All right?
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Take two. Starmie, thanks for listening. My name's Dex Toth. I'm from Montana. I was born and raised there by bald eagles. My two friends, Teo and Steve-O.
Teo.
They're my best friends in the world. Teo, go ahead.
Hi guys, my name is Teo. I am hundreds of years old and was born in the center of the earth. Don't tell anyone though, because then I'll have to talk about a ton of stuff that I legally can't because of the court system in the hollow earth.
Steve-O, are you there?
You didn't point. You said you were going to point. Hey everyone, I'm Steve-O, and they took all the time. Three, two, well, cool man. Once again, all right.
You suck, Steve-O.
Goodbye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight.
Guys, I would like you to look into my eyes.
Yeah. Well, it's a podcast, so that's pretty difficult.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now.
Now, just look down below my eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
You see how I used to have some bags underneath my eye?
I can see into the past.
The baggage is gone.
They're gone.
Yes.
Wow.
I have lost the bags underneath my eyes, and I would like to give credit to Bear Canyon CrossFit because ever since I started going to the Bear, no bags.
Nice.
No bags. And I think it's because I'm hydrating now.
Yep.
I'm working out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sleeping better because I'm tired.
Truth.
And I feel great. So if you're in that situation where maybe you're overweight, maybe you feel sluggish, maybe you got these horrible bags underneath your eyes, Bear Canyon CrossFit. I'm telling you. Changed my life, guys.